You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the American Journal, Infowars.com, and band.video. It's where you find this show and how you share these links. Very happy to be here with you today. Lots of stuff to cover, lots of videos to show you. Some really incredible ones. Friend of the show, Alex Stein, was on Tucker Carlson, made an absolutely amazing appearance, and I can't wait to show you that. Really, we're breaking through, folks. We're breaking through to the mainstream, and it takes all these InfoWars, supported creators that get their start here on InfoWars, and we're the launching pad. They launch into the stratosphere and are really, bring the InfoWars message to the mainstream, crowd, and we could not be more proud of, what they've been able to accomplish. We'll get into all of it. We'll do the Daily Dispatch on the other side. First, I want to start with this video. It's Will You Bow to a New World Order by John Bowne. Find it at Infowars.com and band.video. Here it is.
Dawn, June the 6th, 1944. The Allies begin an invasion of Nazi-controlled France. D-Day.
The Western world after World War II had a baby boom in our populations in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada. The U.S. doubled on average in the next 30 years. And now we have the biggest aged population in the world. Same numbers for Japan and China as well. China's more than doubled its population to 1.5 billion. India is the same. And so there's been a decision by BlackRock on record, and Bill Gates has given speeches at TED Talks about this, to just kill people at age 75.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
The main author of Obamacare, Ezekiel Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel's brother, has written essays and articles about how he hopes to die at 75. By the way, he's past 75 and hasn't died. He means he wants you to die at 75. They can't pay you your pension funds. They've stolen the money. And they don't want to go to jail like Bernie Madoff. They want you to die. And then it's trendy to eat bugs and all the rest of it. You're not saving the earth. You're letting the globalists train you to be a slave as they prepare to cut off the resources, make you fight over the resources, and then phase you out and get rid of you. And yeah, Joe will tell you, he didn't know what he was doing back on the Fear Factor, Joe Rogan. That was all conditioning too, to get people to dehumanize themselves. This is a long-term, anti-human, alien agenda. And by alien, all of this is alien to the normal way of life. All of this is anti-human, anti-human life on this planet. The globalists don't want to just get rid of humans. They want the whole thing taken over. A silicon-based system. This is an alien takeover. This is the fight of our lives. This is the enemy of our generation that we face. And their new world order is a place that we don't even exist in. And on the process to being destroyed and killed, we're going to go through hell, and our children are. Are we really going to lie down and take this? Are we really going to see hundreds of articles in Bloomberg and in Reuters and in the New York Times and in local magazines for kids in public schools for elementary kids? Save the earth, eat maggots. Save the earth, drink sewage. Save the earth, euthanize your dog or cat. Don't take care of them. This is dystopia. They're attacking you with poison, with garbage, with lies, with big pharma, with poison shots. Or maybe I've just been wrong. Maybe I should submit, and maybe we should all go out today with hatchets and kill our dogs in the backyards and our cats, because it's to save the earth, right? We're supposed to give up everything we've got because we're bad. We're guilty because we have dogs and cats. We're guilty because we have children. We're evil. But none of that's even true. It's all a greedy group of monsters that want you to learn to hate yourself so you roll over into the ditch of history so they can steal the future. They're projecting their globalist hatred of themselves.
That's the latest from John Bowne. Will you bow to a new world order? Band.video. Save the world. Kill yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the mega emergency blowout sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Lots of stuff to talk about today. Of course, the war in Ukraine will continue to dominate our news coverage. But how that conflict will be affecting the New World Order and the globalists, we'll have some good news on that as well. We'll be taking your calls throughout the entire program today and lots of videos to show you as well. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks. Your daily dispatch for Monday, the 28th of March, 2022. Biden returns home from his European jaunt with just a trail of destruction laid out behind him. From Wall Street Journal, Biden's remarks on Putin stirs anxiety among Western allies. President Biden's remark that Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, cannot remain in power, came under fire for muddying U.S. policy and threatening to undermine diplomatic efforts to end the war in Ukraine. Now, people are acting like this was some sort of off-the-cuff statement. I didn't read it that way. In fact, if you watch the clip, it looks like it's pretty clear he was reading that from a teleprompter and, of course, sort of showing the true impetus behind America's movements in Russia. It's straight-up regime change, because regime change has gone so well in the past. But, of course, the deep state here in America is emboldened after their successful regime change scheme that played out here in America in 2020. If they can successfully hold a peaceful regime change operation in this country, why not try it everywhere else? We'll cover that pretty extensively here in just a minute. But the main topic on everybody's mind today, the most important story in America today, is this. Chris Rock declines to file police report after Will Smith slap at the Oscars, LAPD said. The Los Angeles Police Department confirms to Variety that Chris Rock has, quote, declined to file a police report following an altercation with Will Smith at the 94th Academy Awards. Smith took to the stage during the 2022 Oscars and slapped Chris Rock after the comedian made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith. Instead of making a joke, you should have just slept with her. That would have made Will Smith happy instead of slappy. But, of course, no police report is being filed because it's obviously an act. It's obviously planned. I don't know. Yeah, Chris Rock is not filing a report after being slapped from Will Smith for the same reason that, I don't know, professional wrestlers don't file police reports after a conflict in the ring. Because it's all staged nonsense to try to grab ratings for the absolute failure that the Oscars has become. No, not a big surprise. I think the headline here, just, of course the police are not concerned. It's just your average black-on-black crime. That doesn't make the news. That doesn't get police reports filed. No, we just continue on to more nonsense. That's about all the attention I'll be paying to that particular little shenanigans today. Meanwhile, Elon Musk says he's considering building a new social media platform. The billionaire made the remark after claiming that Twitter doesn't allow for free speech. Given that Twitter serves as the de facto town square, failing to adhere to free speech principles fundamentally undermines democracy, he wrote on Twitter. What should be done? Musk has in the past proclaimed that he and his company are working on exciting new products, but often the proposed innovations aren't realized within the projected timeline. Will Elon Musk create a new Twitter? I don't know. Do we need another one? Got Gab and Getter and Truth and Parler and all sorts of other Twitter secondaries. Why didn't he just buy Twitter itself? I don't know. Why don't we just nationalize Twitter? Lots of options here, but maybe Elon Musk will create a new Twitter, and maybe that will be the one that destroys Twitter before itself becoming just as controlling and restricting as Twitter is. Remember, Twitter started off fairly free speech until the banks got involved, until they decided it's too powerful to allow freedom on that particular platform. Finally, we have this. Russia investigates alleged footage of Ukrainian troops torturing prisoners of war. Russia has launched a probe after graphic videos emerged online purporting to show the torture of prisoners of war at the hands of Ukrainian servicemen. The video circulating online shows captured soldiers being shot in the legs without medical assistance. The country's investigative committee said in a statement on Sunday, the head of the body has ordered investigators to establish all circumstances of the incident, collect and record evidence, and identify all the persons involved to it, and to subsequently bring them to justice. So just the latest in a long line of war crimes against Russian prisoners of war. The Ukrainians seem to be rather proud of committing. Of course, shooting people in the knees, not giving them medical attention. That's pretty horrific, but they've also had Ukrainian doctors say they're instructing their subordinates to castrate Russian soldiers. You have the Russian ministry itself putting out a statement on Facebook saying that they would be killing prisoners of war. So killing a prisoner of war is a war crime, but so is announcing that you're going to kill prisoners of war. So just war crimes abound there in Ukraine, but it's not about who commits the war crimes. It's about who serves the New World Order. That determines whether you're good or bad in this world. Nothing else. Nothing else. You can be the most horrific, despotic tyrant, and the New World Order couldn't care less if you give them a little taste of the pie, a little bit on the side there. But if you stand up to them, you can be the Pope himself if the Pope was actually a good person. You could be a wonderful human being who does nothing but, you know, saves kittens all day, and you'll still be demonized and savaged by the New World Order. You know, a great example of this would be the way that the ADL, which goes out of its way to call people like myself, Alex Jones, and anybody here at InfoWars, anti-Semitic Nazis who have to be destroyed and have to be, you know, have their rights limited because we dare to point out, you know, what George Soros gets up to. When it comes to the Azov Battalion, who's known for crucifying people and, you know, murdering pregnant women, that's fine. They're fine with the ADL because they don't target Jewish institutions, I guess. And so it's a little strange, this sliding rubric that people around the world are held to. Sure, you can be an open Nazi. You can have swastika tattoos and be out there actually committing murder. And the ADL is like, that's fine. Don't worry about it. No big deal. Meanwhile, we're like, hey, this guy George Soros just gave $22 billion to far leftist organizations and is solely or, you know, mostly responsible for the collapse of law and order in this country. There's like, how dare you? How dare you besmirch this good man's name? You must be destroyed. Leave those poor Nazis alone. It's also stupid, but I think we're getting used to it. I think we're understanding now where the line lies. I think we have time here. Let's go ahead. We're going to talk about old Joe Biden's wonderful trip to Europe where he just made absolutely everything worse. But the important thing to understand here is that it's not Joe Biden that's in charge of this country. Far from it. Everything he says is immediately walked back by his handlers and the controllers and the people actually in charge of this country. And again, if you understand what happened with Donald Trump, you understand that it's not the president that gives orders that are then fulfilled by his subordinates. It's the subordinates that do whatever the hell they want. And if the president above them tries to stop them from just doing whatever the hell they want, then they'll leak information and try to destroy him. That's the way that this works. So let's go now to clip number two here. This is a little compilation by the GOP that was posted on Twitter, just showing how incapable Joe Biden is at even running his own administration. Let's watch.
God's sake, this man cannot remain The White House trying to make clear in the aftermath, or making very clear in the aftermath, he was not, in fact, calling for regime change.
And you're going to see when you're there, and some of you have been there, you're going to see women, young people standing in the middle of front of a damn tank.
White House officials are telling us that President Biden does not intend to send U.S. troops into Ukraine.
If chemical weapons were used in Ukraine, would that trigger a military response from NATO?
It would trigger a response in kind.
The United States has no intention of using chemical weapons, period, under any circumstance.
Yeah. It's a little bit sad, isn't it? It's a bit embarrassing, isn't it? You've got the president just wandering around, just saying stuff, just saying whatever, you know, just, yeah, well, we're gonna do some regime change, and immediately the White House is just like, he did not mean that we're gonna do regime change. Yeah, we're sending soldiers to Ukraine. No, we're not. We're actually not. The president would like everybody know that he's just a crazy person that doesn't know what he's talking about. The president is sure he's stupid.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
If I had to describe with just one word the brainwashing, the mind control, the asleep trance that the general public is in, the best word would actually be the people are lost. Just like you're lost to sleep or lost in a bad nightmare, or you're in a car wreck and get knocked out and you've lost your bearings because you are totally dizzy and confused. You have a concussion. And that's what the globalists have done. They have stunned us. They have put us into a position of not knowing our bearings. And then Klaus Schwab recently came out and gave a speech he called The Great New Narrative, where he brags how the public is lost, how the culture and the media has been driven to make sure the people are all alone so they can now guide humanity over the edge of a cliff. That's what the Great Reset is. They need darkness to thrive. The light lives at InfoWars.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of three sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, Living Defense Plus, and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular, the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, welcome back. Looks like we are ruled by some sort of tyrannical rock band on tour. You know, and instead of destroying the hotel rooms wherever they stay, it's the countries and the supply lines and the diplomatic relations that are left just completely savaged in the wake of this drugged out madman we call a president. It's absolutely incredible. Fresh from his tour of America, where he's opened up the borders and destroyed the food supply lines and just humiliated us on the world stage, he jumps over to do his world tour there in Poland and just, you know, takes a sledgehammer to the prospects of peace or diplomatic relations overseas. It's just horrific nonsense on a global scale. I just want to play this video again. Let's just go again to clip number two. I know I just played it, but let's just enjoy it again, and then we'll go to some other commentary about this. But it's a short clip, and it lays out in just perfect clarity the fact that Joe Biden is literally just a senile old puppet wandering around saying stuff that doesn't matter because his deep state handlers walk it back immediately and have to tell him, no, this isn't what you want. It reminds me, I can't remember exactly what it was earlier that his administration had come out with some proposal that was just so preposterous. And yet, you know, they were pushing it. It was the official stance of the Biden administration. They went and they asked and they were like, Biden, is this what your administration stands for? And he's just like, no, well, more of that fake news you're spreading. It's like, now, this is from your White House, but he literally laughs out loud at it because of how outrageous the thing was, not knowing that it's his administration that's pushing it. It's just, it's embarrassing, but it's also dangerous. But really, above all, it's illuminating as to who actually runs this country and whether the American people have any oversight whatsoever in their government overlords, whether our input actually matters or whether there is a permanent class of State Department and spy state individuals who run everything, make all the decisions, and then occasionally allows the American people to do that performative genuflection of voting for somebody who they bring in and tell, here's the deal, here's what we're going to do, you just play along. So again, let's go to clip number two here and just see everything Biden said over this weekend immediately countermanded by his administration. Let's watch.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
The White House trying to make clear in the aftermath, or making very clear in the aftermath, he was not, in fact, calling for regime change.
And you're going to see when you're there, and some of you have been there, you're going to see women. Young people standing in the middle of front of a damn tank.
White House officials are telling us that President Biden does not intend to send U.S. troops into Ukraine.
If chemical weapons were used in Ukraine, would that trigger a military response from NATO?
It would trigger a response in kind.
The United States has no intention of using chemical weapons, period, under any circumstance.
Yeah, amazing. What I love is it's just that even without the fact that everything he says gets immediately contradicted by his administration, even just what he says is so stupid and nonsensical, and it's impossible even to figure out what he's trying to say. Well, when you get over there, you're going to see a young woman in the middle of, in front of the damn tank. It's like, what are you talking about? Just what, literally, what are you talking about? We don't understand. These are like soldiers being told they might be sent into a war zone by this man, right? This man, you literally can't understand what the hell he's trying to talk about, what he's trying to express. Now, I think what he was trying to say, because in a different speech, he tried to compare some woman, like a young Ukrainian woman standing in front of a Russian tank with a rifle. And he said, this is like Tiananmen Square. This is Tiananmen Square squared. it's like, can you have a greater misunderstanding of these two conflicts? Let's make something very clear. In Tiananmen Square, you had a Chinese person sitting in front of Chinese tanks, right? Sitting in front of the tanks of his own government, completely unarmed, as just a human shield, a human blockade to this column of tanks, an act of bravery really unparalleled in the modern world, something that became iconic because it represented the small, weak individual citizen and their power to stand up against the mechanized onslaught of their own government. And of course, it ended in tens of thousands of people being slaughtered by their own government. I mean, look at this. Unbelievably powerful imagery from, you know, the last hurrah of China as they attempt to gain some sort of democratic rights. And of course, for daring to stand up to their own government, they were all slaughtered and then crushed into goo and then flushed down the sewers there in Tiananmen Square. Just brutal stuff. A little bit different than an enemy combatant standing in front of a tank with a rifle. The only virtue that shows is patience by the tank operator for not just killing the armed enemy in front of them with a weapon. I mean, it's just absurd. But again, it's all about stripping these symbols of what they really mean so they can be repurposed to fit whatever the regime desires. But I want to read a couple tweets that I found were very illuminating about where we are and what's going on around the world today. This from Scott Ritter on Twitter at Real Scott Ritter. Our president calls for regime change in Russia the same week he promulgates policy that embraces a preemptive nuclear strikes in non-nuclear situations. His administration is deploying Dark Eagle hypersonic missiles in Europe later this year. A madman rules America. And we may very well be paying the ultimate price for this man's psychotic behavior and the support that he gets from the deep state. Jerry Dunleavy says this on Twitter. In the past days, Biden has said U.S. would respond in kind if Russia uses chemical weapons. The White House had to say U.S. would not use chemical weapons. He suggested the U.S. troops were going to Ukraine. White House said they weren't. And he declared Putin cannot remain in power when the White House said that, that this isn't regime change advocacy. So just who do we listen to here? The president of the United States or his underlings who are actually calling the shots? It's a very troubling situation that we're in, just really, really disturbing. And finally, of this from Alexander Zabrowski at Anti-Vax Sex Pest on Twitter. He says the senile kid groping president with the crackhead sex pervert son who got paid big cartoon bags of cash by bioweapons research labs in the intel agency Funny Zone country just called for assassinating the leader of the world's largest nuclear power for the sake of, quote, our values. Yes, our values, the values we share with Joe and Hunter Biden. They don't exist, right? The values that they hold are nothing. Power, money, perversion, degeneracy, incest. Like, the things that they're up to, the things that they're into, the things that they represent in the world are just the most horrific and negative things you'd ever possibly imagine, which makes perfect sense that these types of characters would rise to the top of a country that is just thoroughly infested with these types of pests. So there you go. Absolutely brilliantly put. Senile kid groping president with the crackhead sex pervert son who basically got us into war in Ukraine so they could stuff their pockets with your tax dollars, now saying that we have to go to war with a nuclear armed superpower and possibly assassinate their president or, you know, have some sort of other disastrous regime change policy with Russia because of our values that we share. It's outrageous as it is ridiculous, and it's as dangerous as it is stupid. Welcome to 2022.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick evil scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandit video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever. Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever, despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now, the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We find ourselves in a strange place in the world right now. Strange, by strange, of course, I mean terrifying and uncertain. Because it seems like the New World Order globalist establishment that we operate under right now is shaking at the knees. Like, everything is sort of coming down around them and all of their little plans are being disrupted. But at the same time, they still have total control of the financial systems and the media establishment and everything else where real power resides. So what will they do to ensure that they remain on top? What will they do to ensure that their plans continue unabated? And of course, their plans are global destruction, a massive reduction of the population, and a reorganization of the world's economies into a tightly controlled technocratic grid. So again, we see a lot of headlines about this war in Ukraine is destroying globalization, and you hear the way that Biden really seems desperate to expand this war into a wider regime change conflict. which, you know, if you're a fan of American history, you may understand just how suicidal the idea of regime change in Russia will truly be, considering the fact that our regime change plans in little inconsequential countries like Libya or even Iraq, right, just turn into absolute utter catastrophes for us for years and years and years to come. Of course, we're seeing this in Ukraine as well. Just to flash back to the early 80s when we were funding the Taliban in Afghanistan in order to fight back Soviet aggression there. And now we're funding the Ukrainian Nazi battalions to fight off the Russians today. And who knows, in 20 years, maybe we'll have to be fighting the Azov battalion armed with our weapons as we engage in yet another 20-year quagmire. The point is that war isn't supposed to end in this new regime. War is supposed to be permanent and continuous, and we'll have to pay for it. And of course, it's very convenient for everybody who makes money off of war and whose plan is depopulation. War just goes directly in line with all of these different schemes. We'll be taking your calls about this a little bit later in the show. Let's talk about the reaction from some of Biden's remarks and what's really going on in Ukraine right now. This is the latest. Kremlin says it's monitoring Biden's comments on Putin, saying, quote, "This statement is certainly alarming," says Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov in a press briefing. "We will continue to closely monitor the statements of the U.S. president. We are carefully recording them and will continue to do so." Biden said during a speech in Poland on Saturday that Putin, quote, "cannot remain in power," referring to the Russian president as a dictator who is bent on rebuilding an empire. Which is interesting because our president is illegitimate dictator bent on destroying an empire. It's a little ironic the way these things work. But of course, we are seeing more and more evidence of the fact that the Ukrainians, I know this might be shocking to some of you people out there, maybe they aren't all little innocent angels. Maybe, you know, Ukraine has been involved in pretty horrific war crimes themselves for the past 10 years. And maybe with the way they're acting now, it's giving some, you know, reverse justification to Putin's invasion in the first place. After all, Putin predicated his invasion on the idea that there were potential weapons of mass destruction, kind of like how we invaded Iraq. So he's throwing everything back in our face. That's what Russia does. See, if America does something and flouts the international community, Russia will do the same thing, but they'll do it within the bounds of the international guidelines. And then America is sort of sitting there unable to say anything because we sort of set the precedent for all of this stuff. Here's the latest from Cassandra Fairbanks at the Gateway Pundit. "Shocking videos allegedly show Ukrainians shooting and torturing Russian prisoners of war. Videos that surfaced last night purportedly show the members of the Ukrainian military shooting Russian POWs in the knees and beating them senseless. Several correspondents from around the world have called on the International Criminal Court, which Ukraine has invited into their country, to investigate and verify these potential war crimes. Videos allegedly showing Ukrainian soldiers shooting Russian prisoners of war in the knees have hit the internet, alongside a series of clips from the Ukrainian army calling the families and loved ones of deceased Russian soldiers in order to mock their deaths. The footage embedded below is graphic and viewer discretion is advised." And yeah, we'll show you some of this, but discretion is advised. Meanwhile, the Gateway Pundit's unable to independently verify the content of these videos. A foreign correspondent from the BBC has indicated that she reviewed these clips, seeing graphic videos from Ukraine, she says. "In accepting ICC jurisdiction, Ukraine has enabled ICC prosecutors to investigate allegations of war crimes and crimes against humanity on both sides," she tweeted. "Rhetoric from some politicians suggests focus on Russia alone. Reporters from Sweden's SVT and Bellingcat's Elliot Higgins have also acknowledged the release of the videos." But again, this goes in line with what we've been talking about for a little while here, which is that the entire world, especially here in America, but the entire world who pays attention, who is under the thrall of the mainstream establishment, is being set up to perpetrate horrors, right? They're being set up to justify genocide and to laugh gleefully when showed the most horrific and anti-human disturbing material. Like this story indicates at Infowars.com, Ukrainian soldiers filmed themselves calling up mothers of Russian soldiers killed in action and mocking them. Footage posted to Twitter shows what appears to be Ukrainian soldiers calling up the mothers of dead Russian soldiers killed in action and mocking them over their loss. Pro-Ukrainian accounts on Twitter translated the videos and celebrated the heinous acts with glee. A translation of the exchange reveals the soldiers telling the mothers, quote, "This effing moron is no more," informing her that all that was left of him was an ass and a leg. And of course, this is celebrated. This is, you know, the left is like, ha, yeah, take that. Take that, you poor mother who's just lost their son. Ha, you deserve it because Putin bad man. And you don't think Americans would likewise celebrate this type of heinous act? You don't think that we're all being indoctrinated into this death cult? Where just like any death cult, right, just like the followers of Jim Jones would watch a child being beaten with wooden sticks and celebrate and laugh and go, yeah, well, she deserves it. She's the bad person. She's been identified as the bad person. So anything that you do to her is justified and good, actually. It's good to destroy the bad people, even when you can't actually define what makes them bad or, you know, if they haven't actually done anything deserving of this, even if they're just a poor, innocent little child or mother who's lost their son in an armed conflict. It doesn't matter because these people around us, our fellow citizens and people around the world, have been trained and have been inculcated into this mindset of evil. Like, they're just evil people that will celebrate evil being carried out and justify it and celebrate it and encourage it. Like, you don't think that, I mean, just think about what's happened with the January 6th people. You know, when you hear these people like, all I did was walk through the Capitol and I've had my eye socket broken by a prison guard, and the prison guards aren't even American. They're African guys that they brought over here, put in charge of me, and they beat the crap out of me every day because the media calls me a white supremacist. I'm married to a black woman. You know, it's just like, it doesn't, and they're just like, oh, are you feeling bad because you tried to overthrow our government? Maybe you shouldn't do a coup next time. And it's just like, there's no reality anymore. There's no semblance of humanity existent in these people's hearts. It's power, and it's if you oppose us, you deserve torture and death, and they'll give it to you in reality, for real. And they'll laugh at you, and they'll mock you, and they'll call up your mother and brag to her. Like a serial killer, right? Like an Albert Fish level just horror on a global scale, and it's all being justified and you know, encouraged by the best people in our society, right? The fair, loving, good little liberals will torture you to death, and then we'll call your mother and brag about it and laugh at it because you're a bad person, and that's the extent, that's the depth of their entire ideology, is we're good, they're bad, therefore anything we do to them is justified and good. And you don't think they feel that way about Trump supporters? You don't think that if things in this country actually became a civil war, they wouldn't be torturing Trump supporters to death and laughing about it? Their hearts are rotten, so this is what you get.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Fanelli.
So I did it. I signed up for the Austin Marathon. I've been training, probably not as much as I should be, but thank goodness for prayer and thank goodness for InfoWarsStore.com. Before I set out on a run, I throw down some Turbo Force to give me that energy I need to get going. You know, besides the energy, Turbo Force, it is giving me the vitamins I need, like vitamin C to keep me healthy and the essential B vitamins plus the amino acids for sustained energy, giving me the best chance at getting through the training. And then every day now, I'm taking Dr. Jones Soreless. I have bad joints. Thanks, Mom. So this is great for giving my joints the extra support they need right now, plus inflammation support and extra flexibility. The quick-release capsules help me recover fast so I can get back to the training. Even if you're not crazy enough to take on a marathon, good news, Turbo Force, that can still give you the energy and clarity you need for every day, and Soreless can keep you moving and feeling great at any age.
With the world awakening, I think what's important that we ride the momentum right now, take advantage of this moment. And I have always an idea that something everybody can do, with every listener can do. I think it'd be powerful and effective for us to, hang banners over highways. Imagine a giant banner in Houston or LA or Atlanta that says, Alex Jones is right, InfoWars.com, or we stand with the truckers, arrest scouts, or whatever.
Brother, I'm so glad you called. Elaborate on this. Yes, now is the time in your small town or your big city to write something on the bathroom wall or to put a sticker on your car or banner hangs over highways, and it will be a chain reaction. What do you recommend people say on these banner hangs?
I have a few ideas. First of all, AlexJonesIsRunningInfoWars.com, arrest Fauci swab, the vaccine is poison. There's tons of things. I say just keep it short, keep it concise.
No, I agree. Arrest Fauci, arrest Bill Gates, the COVID vax is poison. Beautiful.
Yeah, there's ways that we could all be involved and we could all be affected, so that's what I'm calling about.
God bless you, Chris, in Atlanta. I really, really appreciate you calling us today. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. In case 10 hours of InfoWars broadcasting daily, Monday through Friday, wasn't enough for you, there's also the Sunday show, several hours on Sunday. Every single Sunday. The amount of content that InfoWars puts out is really astonishing, but it's not enough for Alex Jones. He did a live broadcast out of this studio on Saturday, and it was actually very powerful stuff. I'd watched a pretty good chunk of it. A lot of really, really good callers, really thoughtful callers. That was really wonderful. And the problem is that while it's airing live, there were some things Alex said that I was like, oh, I gotta clip that out for the show on Monday. But then I couldn't reverse, and I didn't have time this morning to do it. So you got to go watch this stream. It's still available on InfoWars.com there on the front page in the bottom left. You can find the link to it. There's one thing where he was talking about the sexualization of kids, and I don't know. It was just the way that he put it was so illuminating, talking about the way that little kids are attracted to each other's energy in the most innocent and playful way. Like, you want to invent games with each other. You want to, have fun with one another, and to take that connection, that energy, that magnetism that all human beings have to one another and go, oh, you like little boys, do you? Or do you like little girls more? And try to like sexualize and pervert it and taint this innocent and pure expression of attraction that little kids have to one another. It is the most horrific thing you can possibly imagine. So we're going to get into some of that stuff a little bit later in the program. We're not going to stick on war the entire time, as after all, bombs and rockets falling is only one manifestation of a wider spiritual conflict for life and death that we're currently engaged in. But I do hope that you're supporting us, and I hope that you are helping us out with some of this. You know, I've talked about it before, but this podcast I like called Hardcore History always says, you know, if you can just spare $1 per show, that's all that we need. And of course you're getting, you know, a 4-hour long podcast. And I always thought that was a good pitch, because it was like, man, can I really not spare 25 cents an hour for the entertainment that I'm enjoying? So you know, if our audience just took that respect and just said, look, every hour you watch InfoWars, just throw a dollar our way. Like, it's cheaper than any other entertainment you can find. Of course, we broadcast for free, so you don't even have to do that if you don't want. But if you do want to support us and you do appreciate what we do here and you do want more content into the future, you got to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and we make it well worth your while, especially now with the InfoWars Emergency Blowout Sale. With sales up to 75% off, you are just getting massive discounts on some really, really fantastic products. And whether it's the supplements or the t-shirts or the hats or the survival gear, it is of the highest quality regardless of what you're getting at InfoWarsStore.com, because we don't want to sell our audience crap. We don't lie to our audience. We don't want to deceive them with the media that we cover, in the same way we don't want to deceive them with the things that we sell. We only give you the highest quality products, just like we only bring you the highest quality news. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now to support us, and we really do appreciate it. I think it's a small price to pay for, you know, having this outlet of dissident information in a landscape just awash with deception and controlled media. And we really do appreciate it. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. If you want to give us a call, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal. We'll be taking your calls throughout the next 2 hours. But let's get back to Ukraine and where we are now. Of course, the steady hand of state. The adults back in the room are proving to be just the worst at everything, and it's reflected in the way that Americans are feeling about our current situation. On InfoWars.com, you have this story poll. 8 in 10 Americans worried that Biden's bumbling might lead to nuclear war. Joe Biden, the man who, quote, won an election with a record number of votes, has now a record low approval rating, with just 40% expressing content with his handling of the presidency. And a reminder here that Biden has gotten nothing but positive reports in the media. I mean, except for InfoWars, except for, you know, Fox News, anywhere else you go is just salivating over Joe. But they love this guy, and he can do no wrong. So just imagine if he was treated with the same disdain that Donald Trump was treated. Where would his approval rating be then, if the reality of who this guy is, what he represents, what he's been up to in the years before the presidency, what his family is up to? I mean, you do know, like, if Hunter Biden's laptop was Donald Trump Jr.'s laptop instead, and I'm not just to hammer on, like, the hypocrisy on the of the Democrats, but do you understand that if the roles were reversed, not only would Donald Trump Jr. be in prison right now, like, he would be behind bars right now as we speak, and so would his dad. His dad would be in prison. They may be executed for treason. I'm not even exaggerating. Think about the way that they treated Donald Trump Jr. when, you know, he met with somebody that the FBI sent him, right? The FBI sends this Russian person to meet him. He meets them for like an hour. They don't really discuss anything. And that's across every headline. It's the biggest deal ever. They're issuing subpoenas. They're launching investigations. It's the worst thing ever. Meanwhile, you have a laptop just chock full of stuff, and nothing happens from it. And again, it's not really about hypocrisy. It's about just really understanding the dichotomy that we're working with here, the different levels of treatment that these two individuals are subjected to, and the political impetus behind these things, because the media is completely controlled and it's all part of the plan. Now, meanwhile, in Russia, as Joe Biden bumbles us towards absolutely nuclear catastrophe. Now, Biden has seen a 3% point drop in job approval since January, and it was low already. But Republican pollster Bill McInturff of Public Opinion Strategy says, quote, what this poll says is that President Biden and Democrats are headed for a catastrophic election. Oh, my God, it's going to be so hard for them to cheat this time. I mean, they're really going to have to just fabricate hundreds of thousands of votes this time. It's going to be very difficult for them to just print the number of ballots that they need to stuff the boxes with. It's going to be, they're going to get cramps in their hands from forging all the signatures. It's going to be so hard for them to cheat and then win through cheating. And then it's going to be just even more ridiculous when the media turns a blind eye to it. It's going to be so embarrassing. We're going to laugh at them so hard as they continue to take over our entire government. And we're going to be incapable of holding them to account for it. It's going to be great. It's going to be absolutely great. Of course, I guess a lot of it depends on how this Ukrainian nonsense rolls out. And it looks like, again, we covered this last week, but it's getting closer here. Zelensky is ready to make concessions with Russia. We'll discuss adopting a neutral stance for Ukraine, and we'll agree on promises on Crimea. Ukrainian President Zelensky held an interview Sunday with several Russian journalists. Zelensky admitted during the interview that Ukraine is ready to discuss adopting a neutral status, a part of its peace deal with Russia. Ukraine is also willing to guarantee a non-nuclear status. Zelensky spoke in Russian during the interview like he has done in the past with Russian-speaking news outlets. So, you know, this is what Russia wanted in the first place. This is Russia's demand before the war ever started. These were the demands that were laid out to Zelensky and to the American diplomatic negotiators in the weeks leading up to the invasion. We refused to even acknowledge these demands, and whether they were justified or not, we just said no, said you're going to have to go to war. So then they went to war, and now we're conceding on all of these things. So what have we gained from this war? Absolutely nothing. What have we lost? Hundreds of thousands of lives, billions upon billions of dollars, respect on the world stage, given Russia sort of the justification for doing what they want to do. And, of course, this is all just to keep Zelensky in power, obviously. I mean, what other point could there be to this? After all, we are – Zelensky is now capitulating to all of Russia's demands that they've had since the very beginning. So all of this could have been avoided with a little bit of humility, a little bit less hubris from the Ukrainian side of things. You could have just treated Russia like a neighbor in another country rather than Hitler himself, and then maybe we would have had a different outcome. But of course, all of this is by design. So let's not be confused here. We're going to get in a little bit of this other stuff a little bit later. Stock price. Larry Fink, CEO and chairman of the world's biggest asset manager, BlackRock, says Russia's invasion of Ukraine is reversing the long-running trend of globalization, saying, quote, "I believe this has exacerbated the polarization and extremist behavior we're seeing across society today," Fink said in his 2022 letter to shareholders, which is funny because nothing has made me feel more desirous of extreme measures than learning the stuff that BlackRock is up to. You know, when you learn that BlackRock is buying up entire neighborhoods of houses to prevent people from owning houses and instead charge them the same amount they would charge for a mortgage, but giving them nothing at the end, right? Turning entire generations of potential homeowners into debt slaves who and renters to their, you know, corporate technocratic landlord. You know, that to me is like, wow, how are we going to stop this? We need extreme measures. We need to do something very extreme here to combat this sickening evil pollution coming out of BlackRock. It's not Russia or Ukraine that's making me feel that way. It's your actions that are making me feel that way. But these people are too narcissistic and hubristic to even comprehend that.
If I had to describe with just one word the brainwashing, the mind control, the asleep trance that the general public is in, the best word would actually be the people are lost. Just like you're lost to sleep or lost in a bad nightmare, or you're in a car wreck and get knocked out and you've lost your bearings because you are totally dizzy and confused. You have a concussion. And that's what the globalists have done. They have stunned us. They have put us into a position of not knowing our bearings. And then Klaus Schwab recently came out and gave a speech he called The Great New Narrative, where he brags how the public is lost, how the culture and the media has been driven to make sure the people are all alone so they can now guide humanity over the edge of a cliff. That's what the Great Reset is. They need darkness to thrive. The light lives at Infowars.com. Introducing the newest product from InfowarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Every day, there's like 2-3 minute long times when nothing Pelosi says makes sense.
And to this day, my husband, Paul, who was born and raised in San Francisco, I was born and raised in Baltimore. To this day, he likes to dine at 8, and I like to eat at 5:30. Like a peasant.
Like a peasant.
Was there a continuation of genocide with the Uyghurs in Xinjiang province there, with their violation of the cultural, linguistic, religious priority of Tibet, with their suppression of democracy in Hong Kong? But we have to work together on climate. Climate is an overriding issue.
Now, that astounds me. It's typical Democrat, though. Forget this genocide, forget that genocide, forget the loss of life over here. It's all about climate change.
Yeah, well, Pelosi is almost as incoherent as Biden, really.
Sir, deterrence didn't work. What makes you think Vladimir Putin will alter course based on the action you've taken today?
Let's get something straight. You remember, if you covered me from the very beginning, I did not say that, in fact, the sanctions would deter him. Sanctions never deter. You keep talking about that. Sanctions never deter. The maintenance of sanctions.
Sanctions don't deter. Well, listen to what was said multiple times by people who work for Biden Incorporated.
Sanctions are not an end to themselves. They serve a higher purpose. And that purpose is to deter and prevent. They're meant to prevent and deter a large-scale invasion of Ukraine that could involve the seizure of major cities, including Kyiv.
The purpose of the sanctions has always been and continues to be deterrence.
The president believes that sanctions are intended to deter, and in order for them to work to deter, they have to be set up in a way where if Putin moves, then the costs are imposed.
This is a person clearly with serious dementia on TV. We're all being biologically and chemically tested on. We're being tested on with nanotech. What do you think COVID-19 is? What do you think the spike protein is? And it's just outrageous. We're being assaulted. So when that criminal group is telling us the Russians are bad and the Russians are evil and the Russians have to be destroyed, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Doesn't mean you think the Russians are perfect or agree with them invading their neighbor. It just means you're like, okay, but the criminals want to start a larger war, and they were running bio labs there, and then lying to us and saying they aren't, even though it's in thousands of news articles previously, the U.S. government bragging about the labs.
Does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's freaking crazy town. And men can be women, and women can be men, and pedophilia is all over the news. It's a good thing now. I mean, these people are out of control, and we are letting them do this.
Ellie, let's turn to the child pornography defendant line here. Ted Cruz said that he saw in Judge Jackson an activism and advocacy as it concerns sexual predators, sexual offenders. Is he trying to argue that she is pro-child porn defendant? Like, what? I don't know what that line of questioning was about specifically. Would you pick up?
In every federal criminal case, the judge has to calculate the sentencing guidelines. It's a big, thick book. You have to run the numbers. And then it tells you, here's the recommended sentencing range. It's not mandatory, but the judge has to consult it. Okay. However, reality is, across the country, there's a broad consensus, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, that those numbers, not unanimous, but that those numbers tend to be too high in possessory child pornography cases. And if you look at the numbers, in nearly 59% of all cases, judges across the country sentence below that recommended range. And we saw how Judge Jackson, in some but not all cases, did that. And she, I think her answer was right on point. She said, my job in every case is to consider the factors that Congress, you all, have told me to consider, and then all the facts of the case, and to give a just sentence.
Yeah. It would be embarrassing if they were the principal. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth and everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now, the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal. Special welcome to a huge number of people we have watching right now. I don't know what it is, but we've got nearly 5,000 people in the live chat. That's just the live chat alone, of course. Thousands and thousands more on television and radio stations around the country. However you find us, thank you so much for being here with us on this Monday morning. I think we're all starting to understand just how intense this conflict is and just how right InfoWars has been about all of this. You know, people are, at one point, I wish I could remember the exact quote where they were saying, they're like, gosh, what? Now that it's been proven Alex Jones was right about all of this, can he be let back on platforms? And it's like, do you not understand why he was kicked off the platforms? Do you not understand that the way these people work is they make plans years out? They make plans decades out in certain cases. And so Alex Jones being kicked off of platforms in 2018 as the leading proponent, the leading, you know, person, the media personality, explaining that the New World Order was going to release a virus and use it to enslave the world with a digital ID. Like, the fact that he is the main person talking about this and he gets kicked off in 2018, a mere 2 years before they launched this attack, that wasn't a coincidence in the slightest, and that him being proven right is not a reason he's going to be let back on, but it is the reason that he was kicked off. Seems pretty obvious to me. Go to InfoWarsStore.com if you want to support us. If you want us to be here into the future, we told you this was coming, and now we'll, you know, cover the conflict from this, you know, this war report as the, yeah, just absolute anti-human program really gets going here. Again, Larry Fink, CEO and chairman of BlackRock, said that Russia's invasion of Ukraine has upended the world order that's been in place since the end of the Cold War. I think we can all agree that the end of the Cold War, like right around when I was born, late 80s, early 90s, if you really think about it, wasn't that sort of the peak of civilization? Hasn't everything since then been pretty much a direct downhill slide towards poverty and hunger and anger and conflict and division. Don't you remember the early 90s? Remember how happy everybody was, how good everything was? I mean, it's pretty shocking just going back a mere 30 years and seeing how healthy everybody looked and how together everybody was. There's these videos all the time of like just people wandering through high schools in the early 90s, and it looks like an entirely different world. So it's like, do you understand that these people brag about having been in control since that exact time? That was the exact time that Anthony Fauci took his position at the head of the health organization. It was that exact time that, you know, China really opened up the world. It was that exact time that all of the manufacturing in America was shipped en masse to Mexico and China and the Philippines and Vietnam and everywhere else around the world. Like, it's pretty amazing that you go, okay, let's just track civilization versus the power the globalists have. And it's like a 1-to-1 ratio. I mean, it's a independent and dependent variable. These things are one in the same, right? So you have, you know, since the fall of communism, the globalists have been in charge this whole time. And it's like, we've all gotten healthier. We've all gotten poorer. There's been nothing but more conflict and more warfare, more death and destruction, more division. Americans are at each other's throats now in a greater way than we ever were previous to the globalists, the New World Order taking charge. You get that this is all a plan. This is all by design. And that, you know, this last 30 years that the globalists have been in charge have been a disaster because the globalists have been in charge. Should all be pretty obvious. Stories at InfoWars.com. BlackRock Head says the New World Order has failed. And of course, we all know this. We know this is the case, and we know what is coming. And last week, Biden warned of real food shortage following sanctions on Russia. President Biden said Thursday that the food shortage is, quote, going to be real following the sanctions that were placed onto Russia by the U.S. government as a result of Russia President Vladimir Putin's invasion into Ukraine. And again, it's like, is that where the chain of events stops, is Russia's invasion? You know, the way you could put this is, Biden said Thursday that the food shortage is going to be real following sanctions that were placed on Russia by government as a result of the invasion into Ukraine, as a result of the Western meddling in Ukraine, as a result of the oligarchs taking over Ukraine, as a result of, you know, all of this is just along the same, you know, chain of history. And if they can stop that chain of history and just go, Putin invaded Ukraine, and before that, everything was fine. Everything was normal and fine, and nobody was hurting anybody. It was Putin that started this chain of events when it absolutely wasn't. And then even if they've done that, that's an accomplishment, because we should all be perfectly aware that Putin is not responsible for the food collapse that we're experiencing. In fact, we were experiencing this back in 2020 while Biden was running for president. But of course, what he was saying back then, very different to what he's saying today. Let's go to clip number 4 here. We see Joe Biden first, what he's saying here in 2022 and what he said back in 2020. And just notice a slight difference between the two. Let's watch.
With regard to food shortage, yes, we did. So talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real.
We don't have a food shortage problem. We have a leadership problem. We have plenty of food.
Now, a little bit different. Isn't it interesting that back in 2020, 2 years before the Russian invasion, there was some sort of food shortage problem? How can that be, since we're blaming everything on Putin right now? It's ridiculous. Obviously, I don't need to tell you this. But of course, Tucker Carlson was talking about this, and he had on friend of the show, powerful info warrior himself, Alex Stein, which bravo. I'm going to play this clip. Starts with the food shortage stuff, but then Alex Stein, no introduction needed. Let's just watch and celebrate and soak in the brilliance that is Alex Stein on Tucker Carlson. Here it is.
Shortages topple governments. They turn moderates into revolutionaries. A food shortage is a big deal. You don't want one.
Sanctions never deter. The maintenance of sanctions, increasing the pain.
What does that even mean? Sanctions never deter. Why do you keep saying that? He said, well, because you kept saying. What is the point of this? If there's a good point, people will put up with it. Why don't you tell us what that point is? And no foreign entity should be allowed to control America's critical natural resources. So how long till the Chinese start scooping up the Great Lakes, which are our largest reservoirs of fresh water? Food, water, energy. Don't laugh. That's where we're headed. and it could happen much sooner than anyone seems to realize. So instead of addressing any of these problems, our leaders are responding in the one way they know how. They're throwing more money at the problem and in the process devaluing the U.S. dollar that we're going to desperately need to stay solvent. Now, officially, the Biden administration said that U.S. troops have no plans to enter Ukraine. But today, Joe Biden found himself in Poland, and as the cameras rolled, he told U.S. troops that they can expect to be inside Ukraine's border soon. Well, there's a lot to unpack, but I want to go back to the first sentence. What is trauma-based mind control?
Well, it's when you turn on CNN, every single second they're going to see a death scroll. They're going to try to scare you because that's how they control you. They want to keep us in what is called fight or flight. They want everybody scared out of their mind so they can't make a decision. They don't only want us to see 1 inch in front of our face so we can't see the big picture. Because what happens is we have what is called the Mockingbird media. They admit the CIA has liaisons in every single form of our entertainment, from the radio, television, news, and film. So you have a media that will say Hunter Biden's laptop is fake, yet they have to come out 6 months later and say, oh no, that's real. And they're going to give us the crack pipe all day long. Yet on that same laptop, there's supposedly child pornography on it. And these people don't care. Look at Ketanji Brown Jackson, who's about to be nominated to the Supreme Court. She's easy on child pornography. Do you think that's an accident, Tucker? None of this is done on accident. It is a purposeful destabilization of the middle class. And that's what I am. I'm a middle class person trying to save it. And I'm not here to virtue signal. I'm just saying I'm tired of being tinkled on and the government telling me it's raining.
Well, I agree with that. And you don't need to be a meteorologist to know when you're being tinkled on.
There he is, Alex Stein, delivering the InfoWars message. Have you ever heard phrases on Fox News like trauma-based mind control or Mockingbird media? You know what must have been awkward was the CIA agent in Tucker's studio at that moment going, oh, crap, he's talking about me. That must have been pretty awkward, huh? That's Alex Stein absolutely brilliantly bringing the InfoWars message to the Fox News audience. You know, I'm telling you, humor is that little bit of sugar to help the medicine go down. And Alex Stein is your doctor, folks. He's delivering the cure for what ails us. We'll be back on the other side.
You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it. It's just true that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. After being unavailable for more than 2 years, Ultimate Bone Broth is back at InfoWars Life. Ultimate Bone Broth is now Ultimate Bone Broth Plus because we've made it even stronger and reformulated it. And listen, it's not just concentrated chicken broth in there that's so good for your joints and your bones and your whole body. It's got really strong, high-end turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other stuff in it, like real organic cocoa, bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and just on and on and on. Magnesium, potassium's added. This is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, for your whole body. Grandma always gave you chicken soup when you were sick, remember? That's a tiny amount of the same stuff that's in there that is now in here in a very large amount. So again, get the power of Grandma's chicken soup with the power of turmeric and everything else with the new and improved bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we still have some more clips to show. Really some anti-human developments that are rather disturbing to get into in just a little bit. Just finishing up with the food shortage that is coming down, which of course, if you watch this program, you know food shortages are just the buildup. Like, they're a necessary component to justify rationing. Like I said on Twitter the other day, if you thought that, you know, I got sick because you're not vaccinated was bad, just wait until I'm starving because you have food. And just understand that even if you grow your own food, you don't think the government is going to come in and either destroy your garden for daring to have food when other people don't, or confiscate it for themselves. A lot of people are like, well, I'm a prepper and I have a lot of food. Do you have the ammo to defend that food? Because it's coming and you're going to have to be double vaxxed and have your digital ID just to get your, you know, pittance of rations. Well, meanwhile, of course, John Kerry will continue to fly around in his private jet, you know, eating caviar out of a fire hose because he deserves it, because he's in that upper rung of society, unlike you. The rations will be applied determined by how much you serve the system. So if you're one of these good people like Jen Psaki or John Kerry, you need, you know, enough calories to support the important work that you're doing. If you're just some American citizen, I mean, you're on your own, okay? Same with cars, same with carbon outputs and all this other stuff. It's ridiculous. It's obviously ridiculous. And we'll finish up with Ron Paul saying this. The great Ron Paul says on Twitter, President Biden alerted us as a result of sanctions on Russia, food shortages for Americans are, quote, going to be real. So for a fight on the other side of the world that doesn't threaten U.S. interests at all, Americans are supposed to suffer from lack of food? Yes, exactly. That's exactly what's supposed to happen. We have no dog in the fight when it comes to Ukraine, but the powers that be will put us on a starvation diet to support their war efforts in that faraway land. And with that, we go out to the phone calls. We've got Patty in Boston who's calling in about the war and Harrison's beautiful face. Well, thank you, Patty. I appreciate that compliment. You're on the air live from Boston, or you will be momentarily. There you are. Thanks for calling in, Patty. You're on the air.
Yeah, well, that was obviously sarcasm. Look, I was going to talk about the war, the fact that borders matter, and the fact that you guys don't think the Ukrainian borders matter, but you think our borders matter. But what I really wanted to get to, because of what you said recently, is that Larry Fink, you're talking about BlackRock. Larry Fink is on the Council of Foreign Relations. He's on the board of the Council of Foreign Relations, and the World Economic Forum. Are you seriously quoting this guy and talking about him as being a legitimate, you know, source of information when you guys are supposed to hate both the Council on Foreign Relations and the World Economic Forum? This is a complete jackass embarrassment.
Well, wait. What? I don't understand. The dude oversees, as the headline above says, BlackRock's Larry Fink, who oversees $10 trillion, says Russia-Ukraine war is ending globalization. We're reporting on what he's saying because he is the head of the most powerful company on the face of the earth.
So you think he's a legitimate source, even though you say that the Council on Foreign Relations and the World Economic Forum is some sort of, you know, globalist idea to kill all of us? You want to quote him?
Right.
Okay, this is nonsense.
I don't get it. He is powerful, right? He is the CEO of like the most powerful company. I mean, what we're reporting on is what he's saying, and we're determining what exactly that means. See, they speak in code, sort of, right? He says, quote, "I believe this has exacerbated the polarization and extremist behaviors we're seeing across society today." Did I say that was accurate? I said that no, what's causing the extremity of, you know, anger in this country is his activity and the activity of BlackRock. So I quoted him and I described how he was lying, right? That's what I was doing. But at the same time, he is in charge of this massive company, and you can try to glean what they're doing and what they're up to by what they say. Not saying that what they're saying is true, but what they're saying is illuminating as to what they're thinking and what their plans are. You get that?
You guys want to have it both ways. And I don't think you should be able to have it both ways. And I think I made my case right there. But I think that borders matter, right? And when it comes to every country, including ours, I think we should, you know, man our southern border. If you guys think that we should put the National Guard at the southern border,
yes,
I don't have a problem with that. That you know, that works for me. You know, whatever you guys want. But because I don't think my neighbor has the ability to decide that half of my yard belongs to him.
Right.
That's what Vladimir Putin is doing right now. He's saying, well, you know, this piece of Ukraine, I want that. No. I don't think you get to do that. Because the last time somebody did that, it was Sudetenland, it was the Czech Republic, and it started the Second World War.
So you think that was the last time that happened? What about the Kurds in Turkey? What about all talk about Kurdistan and them wanting to separate from Turkey and Americans being behind that? I mean, what about, you know, the conflicts in Iraq and Syria? I mean, this happens quite a bit, but you don't think there was any legitimacy to the fact that there were Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine that wanted to be independent of the Ukrainian government? And then they got shelled and attacked by the Ukrainian government for trying to separate. See, I feel for them because I would like to do that to Washington DC, right? I would like us Texans to go, yeah, we're not interested in being subject to Washington DC anymore. We want to be free from their control. We want to, you know, control our own lives. And if we were to do that, obviously Washington DC would attack us, in which case I would hope that there would be international community that would go, hey, these people have a right to self-determination. They have a right to not be subject to, politicians that they don't think serve their interest. I mean, you don't see any relations that, I mean, if you start with just Putin invading, then yes, I get how it seems like that to you. But what if you go back a couple years and see that this has been a 8 to 10 year long conflict over Donetsk and Lugansk? That is now boiled over because for 8 years, the Ukrainian government has been attacking the people in the east. I mean, do you get that or no?
No, I understand what you're saying. But what I would say is that how do you know those polls are legit? You automatically polls and believe they're legit, but you don't believe in the polls in Georgia or Arizona. So what the hell are you talking about?
No, you're going to decide from Poland,
to believe
Patty.
What
no,
you
okay.
want to believe. You're going to decide to believe what you want to believe, regardless of what it is.
Legitimate
polls? In
I don't think it's the polls. I think it's the fact that there were Russian separatists that staged a revolution and that the Ukrainians attacked them. I mean, I don't even think what Putin says is 14,000 Ukrainians have died in the last 10 years as a result of Ukrainian attacks on their own people. I don't even think that's disputed by anybody. I think that's pretty well established. I mean, obviously, information is all kind of up in the air when it comes to Ukraine and who's reporting it and why. But we keep that in mind when we talk about it. And this isn't just like somebody says, oh, I took a poll and it looks like people in eastern Ukraine want to be Russian. It's 8 years of conflict that's led up to this. And if you ignore the lead up to the conflict, then yes, Putin looks like Hitler. But if you actually pay attention to what's been going on, it actually seems a lot more reasonable. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever. The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda at the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. The globalist social engineers always intended to push their COVID biomedical tyranny lockdowns until the populations rebelled. They would then use that as the pretext for permanent martial law and banning and arresting anybody that speaks out against their lies. But because of so many scientists and engineers and researchers and others coming public and whistleblowers, now their whole project is falling apart because the people are aware that it is a world government corporate takeover. And so it's pulling back the curtain now more than ever. The problem is some globalist-controlled areas are not going to give up on their takeover, like Canada, where they've now declared a civil emergency and martial law in Ontario, and other areas of the world are following suit, like Australia. So pray for these folks big time. This is a very serious situation. And stay tuned into InfoWars.com, because truth is absolutely paramount. The COVID-19 face diaper is a symbol of subservience, a symbol of slavery, a symbol of the chains that the medical tyranny combine controlled by the global private corporations has put in place. It is the symbol of the permanent emergency from which we will never emerge. It is the symbol that we are diseased and evil and bad and must cover our diseased criminal faces from the light of the sun. It is the symbol of our complete and total absolute surrender to evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we are crossing the Rubicon now. The entire future destiny of humanity is upon us. Klaus Schwab and the UN admit they're coming out with implantable microchips as part of the world ID and carbon taxes. Things only get worse from here if we submit. They only get better if we resist and say no. Noncompliance, noncompliance, noncompliance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Man, people really get mad at Patty. I'll tell you what, I've got tweets, I'm watching the chat. Man, people really, really get mad at Patty. I don't get mad at Patty. Patty is just, she's watching out for us. He's the watchdog. He's making sure that, we're not hypocrites. And she tries to fabricate reasons why we are. And, they fall flat. It's very sad, but there you go. We love Patty. Patty's great. He's hilarious. I want to go to a video here because this did inspire me from Patty's call. We'll go to some other calls here in just a minute, but I want to go to clip number 15. This is a rather lengthy segment, but I'll help narrate it here for our radio audience who can't see the subtitles. From Radio Free Europe, this is about Zelensky's oligarch connection. Remember, these are the good guys that we have to starve in order to support. But let's see a little bit of their history and how old Zelensky came to be. Here is Zelensky's oligarch connection from Radio Free Europe. Here it is.
Ukrainian actor Volodymyr Zelensky has achieved fame portraying a president in this TV show, which is broadcast on a channel owned by a man backing his real-life presidential campaign. Billionaire Ihor Kolomoisky has provided security, lawyers and vehicles for Zelensky. His bodyguard accompanied Zelensky on the campaign trail. The car Zelensky uses belongs to a company owned by one of Kolomoisky's companies. And Kolomoisky's lawyer is now working for Zelensky's campaign. When the results of the first round of the election became clear on March 31st, President Petro Poroshenko did not mince his words.
He says, fate intended to put me together with Kolomoisky's puppet in the second round of this election. I'm not shy about saying this. Kolomoisky's puppet.
Kolomoisky, filmed here in Switzerland in 2018, is an arch foe of Poroshenko and one of the richest men in Ukraine, with holdings in the metal, petroleum and media sectors. He set up Privatbank in the 1990s, which quickly grew to be one of the biggest financial institutions in Ukraine. But in 2016, Poroshenko's government seized control of Privatbank, claiming that billions of dollars were embezzled from it. Kolomoisky denies any wrongdoing and is fighting in court to get Privatbank back. RFERL recorded an off-camera interview with Zelensky about the issue.
Yes, do you support either compensating Kolomoisky for a private bank or returning it to him? That's the question. He says, I don't care about Igor Kolomoisky. They need to investigate. What about Privatbank? The Privatbank is currently a state institution. Why should it be returned to Kolomoisky?
Kolomoisky himself briefly held public office, becoming governor of his native Dnipropetrovsk region in 2014. It was shortly after mass protests toppled Ukraine's Kremlin-friendly president, Viktor Yanukovych.
He says, we're heading for Europe. We want all the reforms that the country needs. We must, with these reforms, make the country legislatively and administratively like European countries.
Within months, Kolomoisky was helping to finance volunteer units to fight against Russia-backed separatists who had seized control in nearby regions of eastern Ukraine. He was credited with helping to prevent them from advancing into his region, but critics suggested he was also building a private army. On March 19, 2015, armed men occupied the offices of a state-owned oil company in Kiev. Kolomoisky was involved in a struggle for influence at the company called Ukrtransnafta. When he emerged from the building, an RFERL journalist asked what he was doing there.
Why aren't you asking about the hostile takeover of Ukrtransnafta and that Russian saboteurs have got inside? Why aren't you asking about this? Are you effing trying to get Kolomoisky?
Later, President Poroshenko dismissed him as governor after Kolomoisky offered to step down. Kolomoisky continued his business activities, later moving to Switzerland. Zelensky traveled to Geneva in February 2018 to attend Kolomoisky's birthday party. In April 2019, RFERL asked Kolomoisky about his ties with Zelensky.
Says, regarding my meetings with Zelensky, he was at my birthday party in Geneva last year.
So
that was the last time you saw him? Yeah, I think so. Well, I might have met him.
бы это самое, но, по-моему, mm-hmm. да.
Okay.
Ну, если где-то, может, я так, я уже не буду, я уже начинаю...
You're interrogating me like a policeman, so I'm starting to get nervous. I might have to run into him. The devil only knows. I might have run into him.
By checking flight records, RFERL discovered that after that birthday party, Zelensky flew to Geneva another 10 times. Furthermore, after Kolomoisky moved to Israel, Zelensky flew to Tel Aviv 3 times between October and December 2018. It's not clear if the two men met on these occasions. They both insist their relationship is professional and based on Zelensky's TV work. The aspiring politician says it's not political.
There you go. Flashback 2019. Radio Free Europe reports on Zelensky's oligarch connection. So yeah, it's just like, just literal puppets of private army buildings, building billionaire oligarchs who use their militia to fight against Russian separatists or to, you know, storm the offices of government-held oil companies. It's just it's all very simple, right? It's all good guys and bad guys. This is a Hollywood movie, and you've got Superman and Zod, right? Or is everything a little bit more murky, and is there sort of corrupt forces on both sides manipulating the conflict to their own gain at the expense of, well, everybody else, including us? I think that's more likely the case here. With that, we go to the phone calls. Once again, we've got Cow in Wisconsin. Spelled with a K, Co, Cow. Thanks for calling in, Cow. You're on the air.
Yes, it's Cow. It's an acronym from Wisconsin here. It's in King of Wonderland.
Ah, excellent. Welcome, King.
Yes, I have some rabbit holes to discuss with you, but first I want to get through some items real quick. You know, I always the Navy Patrick's always like this after St. Paddy's Day. Give him a break. And then I want to apologize to the call screener. I love all the call screeners. I don't want to hurt his feeling, but... anyway, I know you didn't want to talk about it, but, the Oscars happened last night and it was really big on the, Twitterverse and online and worldwide what happened. And I think it's a signifier of like the world bursting at the seams, the world order they constructed not working and malfunctioning, you know, both with Will Smith and a gazillion other examples, movie wise, you know, rabbit hole wise. Looking to Cruella, No Time to Die, they talked about those very gave them awards, you know, and with the seams falling apart, it reminds me of Rome. And I look at what Rome did to try to fix itself. And it was very interesting doing the history. I know you like nerding out with history stuff. With Rome, when they were falling apart, a couple times they almost did, they would elect hardliner emperors.
Right.
And these hardliner emperors, going back to how Rome was originally constructed, would kind of fix things, you know, and what was even more interesting down that hole is that a lot of these emperors were not from Italy. And the most emperors came from Serbia, which was very interesting. And then lastly, Harrison, please research John Money from New Zealand. That's a deep rabbit hole there. That's a rabbit. If you go on Wikipedia, type in John Money and just read the second paragraph and his opinions about pedophilia, it is wild as heck. And you know, the thing with him is it's the foundation of all this LGBTQ stuff. So if you want to talk about coronavirus, talk about what Fauci's saying, because he's trying to construct it. If you're going to talk about the LGBTQ stuff, we got to go to the roots of where it comes from to really understand it.
Right.
And you know, from there, it makes me wonder with the trans stuff and all this weird harvesting stuff, where are all these body parts going? You know, are they just throwing them away? Is someone collecting them? Not only with day-to-day circumcisions, but now with all this trans stuff and coronavirus, you know, and connects to Russia, where Russia has an open public donation policy for stem cells, ambrosia already, where people our age can donate stem cells.
Wow, that was a jam-packed call, King of Wonderland. That was amazing. Thank you.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened.
because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth and everything else, we are running out of money. So listen. Up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Usually during the show, during commercial break, I'll peruse Twitter to see what, if there's any breaking news that I need to cover and bring you folks, or any latest developments in the stuff that we're covering. Literally all of Twitter is just talking about Will Smith and the Oscars. It's like, well, you guys, you can't see a distraction when one slaps you in the face. Like, come on. Are we surprised by this? Do you know the Oscars audience dropped 51% last year? You don't think they're gonna stage a little conundrum to bring in viewership? It's ridiculous, and I refuse to cover it. I refuse to talk about it. So we're gonna cover, you know, other stuff now. We're going to cover the collapse of the entire world into a technocratic control grid that is out for genocide. But of course, one of the ways they do this is by always ruling from the shadows, never being held accountable or even having to justify the decisions that they make. That's why you have people like Victoria Nuland in Ukraine, having served in the government for 30 years, and nobody's ever cast a vote for her. Isn't that interesting? She's been approved by the Senate and by the deep state, but she's always being appointed to her positions, whether it's, you know, helping to orchestrate the war in Iraq. That was an absolute catastrophe. Or the war in Afghanistan. That was an absolute catastrophe. Or the manipulations of the Ukrainian government that has brought about this entire war. Never once has she had to give a speech in front of the American people and explain why she should be the one at the head of the body. But she is still, because she has friends on the inside. And it's a little bit undermining of the entire concept of democracy, but hey, at least we have the solid, trustworthy hands of Joe Biden steering the ship of state right now. Here is Joe Biden eating a little bit of pizza with his loyal subjects, and you can just tell how much they love this guy. They clamor to be near him, take selfies with him, shake his hand, when in reality it looks an awful lot like when the teacher tries to sit at the lunch table with the kids and the conversation goes silent. Here it is. Yeah, they're all kind of blankly staring as he shovels pizza into his mouth. He's like choking here. he's talking with his mouth full. He just exudes low energy, doesn't he? You know, some people... Alex Jones is one of them. I'm sure Donald Trump is one too. I've never met him, but I'm sure when Donald Trump enters a room, you can just feel the vibration, right? You can just feel like everybody else's energy has to ramp up to meet everybody else's,
can I drink some of your water here? I can have it. It's mine. Thanks. It's just
pathetic and weird. He's just a weird dude, and everybody's looking at him like, nah, this is the guy sending us to die in Ukraine. This is the guy who made billions of dollars off corruption in Ukraine. And, now we're going to have to go fight for him. I think his problem is eating the jalapenos. They were too spicy for him. He's got that Delaware level of spice intake that he's normally used to. Here he's, oh, these jalapenos are a little bit spicy here. Can I drink your water? Oh God, it's just awful. And of course, people on the Republican side of things like Jim Jordan are talking about impeachment now. They are floating that idea out, which I think is good. It's good. Wait, Biden eats pizza with troops in Poland and recalls how his son Bo hid his name on the front lines. I walked in, I was looking for my son, and I'm going around wondering, where the hell is my son? The president recalled. It's just, okay, yeah, all right. It's just like, yeah, we're going to go pump up the troops. The president's visiting them. You know, we're going to boost morale. And he's just like, do you know that my son is dead? My other son's a crack whore. Can I eat some pizza? It's just, oh, God. All right, great, fantastic. We're going to die for this guy? This is the guy sending us off to die for his billions? Cool. Great, he can't even eat pizza without almost dying himself? Incredible. Wow. But of course, the dangerous thing is that Joe Biden were to be impeached or were to somehow be removed from office with the very applicable 25th Amendment in this case. Remember how they tried to tell you Trump was, yeah, just whoever thought that like 2018 would be the good old days? Did you think that? Do you remember 2018, 2019? We're getting kicked off the internet. It's just like everything's collapsing. Everything's terrible. But it's like now we look back. It's like, remember when I could afford to fill up my gas tank? Remember when there was food on the shelves? Remember when we had a president that was just dynamic and just traveling around the world, like putting down dictators, like forging peace agreements, preventing machinations of the deep state to lead to war, boosting the economy, bringing back manufacturing, just like always on the go, always dynamic. And now it's just Joe Biden stumbling and bumbling around like an absolute complete moron. Yeah. Remember this? Remember? Yeah. That's how a man eats pizza. I'll tell you what. But remember when he went to NATO and was like, you guys need to be spending more money. And they're like, shut up. No way. We'll never do that. Now they're just like desperate to be spending more money. Remember how he was right about absolutely everything and they got cheated out of his office. But regardless, if we kick Biden out of office, if we were to achieve that and hopefully do something to save this union from the catastrophe to which it is headed. Unfortunately, there's a little speed bump in the way. It's that the Vice President of the United States is an absolute airhead. She's a dumb bimbo, and it's almost even worse than Joe Biden, because I don't think she realizes it. I think Joe Biden has the wherewithal to like try to cover up his more egregious mistakes, right? He pretends to have a stuttering problem, or when he's in the middle of saying something just absolutely asinine, he'll be like, look, anyway, folks, anyway, we're a different topic here. And it's like, yeah, where were you going with that first sentence, Joe? Do you have any idea? He's just acting like, look, we got something else to talk about here. So he kind of stops it. So Kamala Harris just like, just trudges on. She's just midway through a sentence that makes no sense. She's like, I better say that first part again, just in case they didn't get it. Let's go to clip number 13, a nice little supercut here by Grabian, I believe. Kamala Harris, failed philosopher. Here she is.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
We must together work together to see where we are headed, where we are going, and our vision for where we should be.
Because we have the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, and then to make the possible actually happen. To see what is possible, to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, to reject the notion that the way things have always been has to be the way things will continue to be.
I have a motto. I eat and drink no for breakfast.
I eat no for breakfast.
I eat no for breakfast.
There is no vaccine for racism.
The climate crisis represents an existential threat to who we are as a species.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
Because the reality is that the life of a black person in America has never been treated as fully human.
We have supposed leaders who are pushing science fiction instead of science fact.
This virus, it has no eyes. And yet, it knows exactly how we see each other and how we treat each other.
You guys are gonna see. You're gonna literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh my goodness.
With your own eyes, I'm telling you, it is gonna be.
You can see the craters on the moon just looking at it. What is she talking about?
And when folks vote, they order what they want, and in this case, they got what they asked for.
Yeah, you get what you deserve, folks. Incredible from Gravion. It's just. Oh boy. We're screwed, folks. We're absolutely screwed. There's one way we make it out of this, because as you can tell, as you may have noticed from this Indian woman pretending to be black, well, that's a whole nother topic, right? It's all embarrassing. It's all horrific. And she's celebrated continuously. But one thing you can tell is that our leadership is just rotten to the absolute core, right? This isn't an apple where parts of it bruise and you cut that off and you still have mostly good behind it. It's just, this is a rotted corpse, a fetid, disgusting, rotted corpse that we're now operating. The only way that we break out of this is through a little thing I call the information war, is through a massive uprising of people who understand that what we're talking about here is not It's not partisan. It's not Democrat versus Republican. It is evil people who use stupid people to control gullible people. And that's what's going on here. And if we have a great awakening and we can get the people, the intelligent people of this country, the information they need to truly understand the attack that they're under, then maybe, just maybe, we can fight back and right this ship before we crash into the iceberg of the future and just drown all in misery and death. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now to support us in this mission. We're not going to give up, no matter how hopeless it seems. Because as you heard Kamala Harris say, there's a time that before the way that we...
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Ban.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Ban.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal has begun. We go directly out to phone calls now. We've got Clown Car, who I believe is Skyped in with us from live within the Clown Car itself. Thanks for being on with us, Clown Car. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Harrison? How you doing, my brother?
Good.
Here in the Clown Car, New York City, Brighton Beach Avenue. I was coming around asking a couple of Russians about the Ukrainians, but they said, man, it's too insane to remember, and they didn't want to talk about that. I was wondering, since I got the money up from the government, they're going to give me that operation. I got my clown nose.
Whoa! That was magician style, man. That was very fast. You are full trans clown now. Do you have your preferred pronouns that you'd like? Honk, Sir Honk? Oh God, that's kind of horrifying.
Well, this is inside the clown car.
I think it's appropriate now. I think you're now fit and ready for existence in this clownish world we live in.
Help! Nah, I'm just kidding.
All right, what's up, Clown Car? What are you seeing on the streets of New York these days?
I'm actually in Brighton Beach, which is a little Russia, if you would say.
Okay.
And let's see, I got some Russians passing by. Let me see what we got. Let's see if we got any Russians out here.
So Clown Car is on the street.
See, we got,
they're in little Russia.
We got the Ukrainian flags flying all over the place, you see? People are out here. Let's see, maybe we got people to talk to. Maybe not. All right, so we got a clown to talk to back here in the car.
Well, if you find somebody, I'd like to know, because I do wonder. I mean, Clown Car, Russians these days are being treated like they're you know, I don't even know, aliens from another planet. I mean, they're being kicked off of sports teams and not allowed to compete, and they won't, their music won't be played. What do you think's going on with the demonization of Russian people these days, Clown Car?
I don't know. Let's talk to a Russian now. Let's see. Maybe we can find
him. All right.
Excuse me, ladies. Anybody want to talk to Harrison Smith here? American Journal here. We're going live. InfoWars. Anybody?
Clown Car's now looking for Russians on the street of New York City for us to interview. Live and direct. He may be spinning around. We're not sure.
It's
going to
be nice. I'm telling you. The people are loving.
He looks like he's running from the cops or something. This is horrifying. I think we've lost audio. Clown Car, I think we've lost audio. Can you hear us? All right, we're gonna have to get reconnected with Clown Car as he searches for Russians on the streets of New York City. Strange. Let's go to Hobbs in Nebraska. In the meantime, we'll get reconnected with Clown Car. Thanks for calling in, Hobbs. You're on the air about the possible repeal of Title 42. Why don't you tell us what that is and how the repeal might happen?
Hey, good morning, Harrison. Good morning, Info Warriors. It is, in fact, yeah, boy, Hobbs in Nebraska with the Roads to Liberty podcast. Hey, we're on Rumble now. If you guys want to go over there and not give YouTube your views anymore, and we'd still love to have you on sometime, Harrison.
No, I'm open
to it. Our mutual buddy, Mike Shelby over at Forward Observer at Gray Zone Warlord, he posted something up on Twitter this morning about the repeal of Title 42, which is it's the DHS's ability to rapidly expel illegal immigrants who come in during the state of a health emergency.
Right.
So even though the DHS has reported about 2.3 million illegal immigrant encounters at the border this year, the Biden administration's only expelled about 57,000 of them. But the repeal of Title 42 will make that process even more difficult, according to Mike over at Forward Observer. To their credit, Senators Kyrsten Sinema and Mark Kelly at Arizona are actually pleading to not have that happen. So, but if you guys want to look into it, that'll be good.
I certainly will. I just pulled up the tweet here. We'll get into it on the other side. Thanks for that heads up, Hobbs. We'll be back on the other side with more American Journal. Don't go anywhere.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again, because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Hobbs in Nebraska. Let us know that our friend Mike Shelby at Gray Zone Warlord had just posted this morning. He says, the biggest thing you're not hearing about is Biden's coming repeal of Title 42. Last week, we at Forward Observer Intel on Twitter at FO_Intel learned that the DHS Office of Intelligence and Analysis is warning that up to 1 million migrants camped out at the southern border will attempt to cross within weeks if and when Title 42 is repealed. Title 42 enables the Department of Homeland Security to rapidly expel migrants during a public health emergency. This rule is up for review on the 30th of March. Border encounters this year so far continue to make records, doubling what was seen at this point last year, which last year itself was massively overrepresentative when compared to other years. He says Customs and Border Patrol reported 2.3 million encounters at the southern border last year, while the Biden administration deported just 57,000, which is just astonishing. Senators Sinema and Kelly last week lobbied the administration not to repeal the rule, warning that an influx of migrants would harm already strained border communities. DHS has an, quote, irregular mass migration contingency plan, but lacked the ability to process the expected volume of migrants. Treasonous if Biden repeals Title 42 and unforgivable. He says if you want a advanced warning about what's happening in the future, you can retweet Mike so other people can follow him. You can also follow him at forwardobserver.com or FO_Intel on Twitter. He does have a lot of good information, but of course we know the border being absolutely wide open. Again, it kind of is the best example of the simple fact that what is happening in this country with its absolute and total collapse is entirely on purpose. Just entirely on purpose, right? The border does not need to be open. We do not need to be facilitating their crossing of the border. We do not need to be gathering these people up, putting them into housing, giving them money, giving them envelopes full of cash, putting them on planes and secretly flying them in the middle of the night to places as far away as Pennsylvania or as Florida. None of this is – like you don't accidentally pack a plane full of illegal immigrants and fly it into Pennsylvania in the middle of the night. You don't do that by accident. That's not a mistake that these people have made. So, you know, there's that classic saying. It's like don't attribute to – conspiracy what can be explained by coincidence don't attribute to malfeasance what can be explained by stupidity, right? People want you to believe that the people at the top of our government are just incapable. And it's another, admittedly, it's kind of a libertarian misnomer, right? This idea that, like, well, the government's just fails at whatever it tries to do. To a certain extent, that's true if you listen to the words that the government is saying, right? If the government's like, we want to lower crime and then crime explodes, you can go, maybe that's them failing to do that, but it's not. It's them lying to you about what they're intending to do. It's them manipulating your perception of events because even if you think that they are incompetent, well, you don't have another choice, so they can pretend to be incompetent when in reality they are doing everything they're doing on purpose, right? You really have to think about this. Our government created and still to this day maintains and experiments on nuclear weapons. We have been to the moon, some allege. We have like the amount of stuff that the government is able to do is really astonishing. They're not incompetent at all. The people at the top of our government are not incompetent. The people who are put forward as the puppets of our government are very incompetent. Kamala Harris is hugely incompetent. You know, I'm not the most confident person when it comes to what I do every day. I know this might be kind of strange, but I was never trained to be a public speaker. I was never instructed on how to present information. Like, none of that ever happened. And I, even now, if I go back and watch, you know, shows that I do, I'm like, oh God, I could have said that so much better. And that's not at all what I meant, how I meant to express that. But then you see, like, Kamala Harris and you're like, I'm a genius. Like, I am a rhetorical master compared to this incompetent, right? She's the vice president of the United States. So they put people like that in charge. And so then when the government just births disaster after disaster and catastrophe after catastrophe and everything they attempt fails entirely, you think it's like, well, look who's in charge. It's Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. They're not in charge of anything. They're puppets. They're perfectly willing and perfectly aware that they're puppets. You think Kamala Harris and Joe Biden dictate what they do every day? You think they dictate who they're meeting with, what they're doing? They wake up every morning and their little controllers come in and give them a sheet and go, here's where you're going, here's what you're doing. And they just follow orders. Like, that's how this government actually works. The people that actually control things, the people that are actually at the top, you don't see them. You don't know their names. They're not talked about on the air. They put forward Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to be the ridiculous laughing stocks that you can get mad at them and talk about them, point out how stupid they are. And then it kind of makes sense what giant failures they are. But in reality, if they wanted to lock down the border tomorrow, it would be completely locked down. We wouldn't have one more person crossing the border if our government didn't want it to. If you wanted to have crime go away. And this is important to understand because, like, this weekend, we had family friends in Houston who had the something stolen from their truck. What do they steal from trucks? Like, the newer model Toyota Tundras are a big target for this. It's like the catalytic converter. Is that what it's called? So, you know, my friend wakes up. He's a family guy, got little kids, and he wakes up to the sound of, like, a saw being used on his truck outside. And this is in the middle of the day. This is this is 7 o'clock in the morning, right? It's not even nighttime anymore. It's just the sun is up and they're just roving bands of criminals, finding trucks that have this part and walking up and sawing it out and taking it and leaving. And even if, like, my friend caught him in the act, they just grabbed it and ran away, got in the car and drove away. And so, you know, the reaction, just like the reaction with seeing what your children are being taught in elementary school, the reaction for normal people is to go, we're getting the hell out of the city. I'm pulling my kid out of school so they aren't teaching him all this trash, and we're getting the hell out of the city so we don't become victims of crime anymore. And so, you know, I guess we're sort of between a rock and a hard place, because obviously you don't want to stay around a place where you're going to be openly victimized by criminals that avoid punishment. Like, that's, you don't want to live in that place anymore. I get it. It makes sense to want to leave those places. But also, can we stop running away? Also, can we just as a people and as a nation, can we all come to the agreement that it's not just on us to just learn to live with rampant criminality? Can we understand that we long established in this country and in the West ways to deal with criminal elements without limiting the freedoms of other people, that you punish the criminals that commit the crimes as both a way to stop them from committing more crimes and as a deterrent? So when other people want to commit crimes, they have to, you know, think about the fact that, is it worth stealing this $4,000, you know, car part to spend the next 25 years behind bars? Like, what a horrific outcome, and they wouldn't do it, right? They just go, yeah, we're going to do something else. We're going to do something else because my friend did that and he got caught, and now he's spending the rest of his life as, you know, the girlfriend of the biggest guy on the block in the jail cell, in the wing of the jail, right? So we know how to fix this. It's just that our government is not, and they're not doing it because we don't hold them account for not doing it. We aren't using our power as citizens to make our lives better and our cities livable. Like, there's no reason why we just have to abandon the cities to the criminal elements and just, like, are these not your cities? Did your forefathers not found these cities and create them and build them up from scratch? Is this not your inheritance that you're squandering, that you're just giving away to go start another? And you think they're going to leave you alone once you leave the cities? No, once they destroy the cities, they'll move out. And they'll chase you to wherever you are, unless you put a stop to them now. So it's like, the time is not to run away. The time now is not to, you know, just surrender all of these things to people that despise us. It's to take them back over, force them to do what they're supposed to do, and do the only thing that the government is supposed to do, which is protect the safety and the livelihoods of the people in their country. Right now, the government is doing everything except for that. And they're very good at it. Because what they're doing on purpose. Okay, that's what we need to understand.
If I had to describe with just one word the brainwashing, the mind control, the asleep trance that the general public is in, the best word would actually be the people are lost. Just like you're lost to sleep or lost in a bad nightmare, or you're in a car wreck and get knocked out and you've lost your bearings because you are totally dizzy and confused. You have a concussion. And that's what the globalists have done. They have stunned us. They have put us into a position of not knowing our bearings. And then Klaus Schwab recently came out and gave a speech he called The Great New Narrative, where he brags how the public is lost, how the culture and the media has been driven to make sure the people are all alone so they can now guide humanity over the edge of a cliff. That's what the Great Reset is. They need darkness to thrive. The light lives at Infowars.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Back in stock, Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of three sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock, Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, Living Defense Plus, and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular, the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, I'll go back to your phone calls in just a moment, but I just received a tweet from a listener, and this, I'm sort of baffled by the story. And I'm just trying to figure out what they're trying to say to this. It's from MSN. Person named Robin Dunbar. And the headline is, "The Big Idea, Do We Still Need Religion?" So of course you think this is going to be an article about how religion is unnecessary, how science has replaced God, we don't need them anymore. But they make some pretty interesting points here that seem to be counterintuitive to that assumption here. Big Idea, Do We Still Need Religion? So here it is on The Guardian, it looks like. So this is from today, Robin Dunbar. In a world of scientific miracles, what does faith have to offer us? And he starts off by talking about this very weird practice that took place in the UK called sin eating, where you had a village sin eater, and you would basically, when somebody died, you'd have bread placed in front of their corpse, and then the sin eater would come and eat the bread, and there was something, you know, just kind of a weird practice, and I don't really get it, but obviously it's not the type of thing you typically see in religions that aren't, you know, pagan in nature. So obviously he starts off by, you know, highlighting some strange superstition that takes place in one particular part of the world. But then he lays out all the arguments in favor of religion. He says, perhaps because of this, it is often claimed that religious belief arises from ignorance and superstition. If that were the case, you might expect religion to gradually fade away as societies become better educated and more scientifically oriented. He says there are at least two reasons, however, why religions persist. One is the fact that, on average, religious people are generally happier, healthier, and live longer. For better or for worse, they have easier deaths when the time comes. The other is that religious people are more likely to feel that they belong to a community. In a survey I ran, those who reported attending religious services were depressed less frequently, felt their lives were more worthwhile, were more engaged with their local community, and felt greater trust towards others. These enormous benefits mean not only that religion has enduring appeal, but that religious practices make you fit in the evolutionary sense, and thus they tend to stick around. I don't get it. It seems like this argument's arguing against religion, and then he lays out all the things that make religion great and wonderful and good. So, kind of confusing.
says part of the reason people are attracted to the religion is its rituals. The standing, sitting, and kneeling in unison, the singing, and listening to emotionally rousing sermons. They trigger the brain's endorphin system. This is the mechanism that underpins social bonding in all primates, including humans. Like opiates, endorphins produce a sense of bliss bordering on ecstasy, calmness and warmth, relaxation and trust, while elevating pain thresholds. In addition to these hedonic benefits, endorphins trigger the release of natural killer cells, which are part of the body's immune systems. So literally the spiritual act of being engaged in a community event centered around religion quite literally makes you stronger and healthier in a very real sense, as well as your community healthier in a wider sense. And to me, reading this paragraph really brings to mind like the Brave New World. Do you remember how they replaced religion with these weird, the orgy porgy? You remember that? Where they're praying to Ford and they're all coming together to like have this completely a-spiritual, like non-spiritual connection with their fellow man. Because the people at the top, they understand the need for cohesion amongst the society. They just hate that it's religion that brings people together. Of course, this is all completely ignoring the fact that religions may very well be true, that what we're learning and what we're being taught is having these positive effects as an outcome of the reality that's taught in the lessons of the church. It's like they can't even acknowledge that. They have to break everything down to its scientific, deconstructed form and try to rebuild it without all of the spiritual aspects in it. And again, I keep reading this article going, now where's he going to talk about how all this is actually bad? And he doesn't. It's kind of weird. Endorphins underpin the bonding of friendships, and through that allows to create supportive groups of like-minded individuals. The effect seems to be especially strong in the context of rituals, as has been shown experimentally in religious services in UK and Brazil. It seems, therefore, that religions evolve to reinforce a sense of community cohesion, something that's extremely important to our well-being and survival. So, yeah, religion good. It's just a very bizarre article where the headline is basically saying we don't need religion, and then it goes through and discusses all of the reasons why religion is good and wonderful and actually makes us human. He goes on to say that the same cognitive abilities that give us religion also allow us to ask the world why it has to be the way it is, giving us science, and to imagine entirely fictional worlds, giving us literature. Thus, you could no more have a world where religion was cast aside as superstition than you could have one without science or stories, and that would be a very different world indeed. So I actually really appreciate this article explaining how religion and spiritual cohesion and spiritual camaraderie with your fellow man is undeniably a good thing and should really be encouraged on every possible level, as long as it's based in true spiritual goodness. You could have all of the same effects of the endorphins and the ritual, but completely secular, and you would have a semblance of what you achieve with religion, but nowhere near the same effect and the same power that religion holds. And then you have to ask, how, like, did people know this? Were they aware of this when they designed these religious institutions? Like, why do we kneel and then stand up and then all pray together at the same time? Were there scientists going, oh, this is the way to make people feel most inclined to love each other? No, it's like a natural outcome of following the spiritual guidance of people that have had revelation prior to you, that learned this in a vague and unspecific form, and yet you see the positive consequences abound. Pretty interesting stuff, I think. Pretty interesting. Starts off by claiming that superstition religion is superstitious and weird, and then coming around to point out all of the actual scientifically studyable benefits of religion. It's very interesting. It's very strange. And of course, it highlights why religion is the target of these people, and why we've said a million times that our purpose here at InfoWars is to try to strengthen every human, strengthen humanity as a whole by strengthening the individual, And the things that make you strong are exactly the things that the New World Order targets, because they want you weak, controllable, and manipulatable. Religion makes you strong in a million different ways, whether it's because you have a higher power to answer to, so you're able to scoff at the demands of earthly powers, or that you are a part of a community that you know will have your back and support you, and that you know that you're a part of. And so you, when you have their support and approval, you don't need the approval of, you know, your boss or anybody else. Like, there are a million different things, and, you know, it's what we need now more than ever. It's what we're losing now more than ever, mostly because the churches are trying to go along with people that are trying to destroy the churches, somehow not realizing this is all deeply, deeply intertwined. And again, folks, we're not going to be here much longer if you don't support us. You've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com if you want us to be able to, you know, bring you this type of information into the future. InfoWarsStore.com is the only way that you can support us. It's the only way we get support. And it's the only way that we're able to bring you these broadcasts and take your phone calls and everything else that we're doing. InfoWarsStore.com, emergency InfoWars emergency sale happening right now. InfoWarsStore.com, 75% off. Take advantage of these sales.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Reset Wars
is legit.
Reset Wars has been a great tool in both recapping.
Amazing and eye-opening.
It really dives deeper into yourself and into the bigger picture that doesn't necessarily go across political lines or religious lines, but about all of us as a human species coming together.
I'm a combat veteran, and I mean, that brought me close to God, but what Alex goes through brought me even closer. I can feel God in my life now. The viruses that Alex talks to you about that are subconsciously programmed into your brain, and how to erase those programs and install new.
Reset Wars is a step beyond what you already get in regular InfoWars broadcasts. It's an academic level course that will raise your awareness and help you live a more conscious and self-determined life. If you're on the fence about Reset Wars, it's time to get off the fence. Join Reset Wars today.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities, they ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda at the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to go directly out to your phone calls. Oh, but first, make sure to go to InfoWarsStore.com as soon as possible if you want to own this one-of-a-kind founding member silver coin. Now, I'm taking a look at these coins. They are really beautiful creations, really just little works of art. But, of course, they have an intrinsic value in that they are silver, which the price is doing some pretty interesting things right now. And now's the time to invest in this precious metal that is becoming all the more important and rare as it is used in so many different electronics and other things. Minted into existence from 0.999 pure silver, only 10,000 units exist, and they'll never be minted again. So if you want to get your hands on this one-of-a-kind silver coin that, as I've said, is just it really is a work of art. And, of course, it goes towards supporting InfoWars as well. You've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Secure yours today from this limited-time issue of these really beautiful coins with the quote from Thomas Jefferson and the beautiful Tree of Liberty there on the back. With that, we go out to the phone calls. Let's go to Jeremy in Pennsylvania, who is a veteran with sobering facts about how much we can do to reverse this trouble that we're in. Thanks for calling in, Jeremy. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, first-time caller. Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate
cool.
it.
Yeah, quick plug, X3. I bought two, one for me, one for my girlfriend. We loved it. Went back, ordered the 10-pack.
Fantastic.
Super Male Vitality. Super Female Vitality. Both of them love it. Ultra 12. Awesome stuff. Love it. And she loves the coffee. I'm a big energy drink guy. They used to feed us Rip It, the energy drink, like it was crack over there in Afghanistan. So... That's what I just got used to and never got back on coffee.
Oh, you got to try. Anyway. You got to try the Turbo Force. But, yeah, the coffee is unbelievably good. I am with your wife on this one.
Yeah, good to know. So, anyway, I know you have a big caller there, Max, who I really like listening to. He's a young kid, really, really level-headed. And I know a couple weeks ago he called in and he said, where is everybody to protect the kids? You know, what's going on? The problem with that is none of us can do anything because everybody's always watching us, whether it's the FBI or whoever. Somebody get paid by some big Democrat, whatever. It doesn't even matter at this point. But we can't really – the only way we've been talking, and I'm not afraid to say it out loud, we've been writing letters to each other now. Sending birds, you know. That's the only way we can get our information out where they – I don't think they really track that anymore because I think some people would be knocking at my door by now.
Yeah. No, it's true. Yeah, I mean, this is the problem with anarcho tyranny. I mean, the thing I was describing earlier. If you call the police and say, "Hey, someone's breaking into my truck to steal the catalytic converter," the police aren't going to come. They'll maybe come a couple hours later to file a report so you can get your insurance to cover it. Like that's the most they'll do. If you go out there and try to stop them yourself, you might end up, hurt. Or if you hurt them, you'll certainly be on the chopping block. You know, somebody was mentioning in the chat earlier when I was talking about this, they were mentioning the video that we showed of the guy stopping the shoplifter at Walgreens, and the police came out and said, we're going to punish him. We're going to go after that guy for trying to stop the shoplifter and assaulting the shoplifter. So we're going to charge him with assault. So yeah, it's a very dangerous world that we live in where the criminals have free reign. But if you try to stop them, the authorities attack you. And it's the same, you know, with abusing children or, you know, anything else that if you want to try to get involved and fight back against the corrupt school board, it's you that the FBI will come down on instead of the people on the school board. So, yeah, we have to take this into account as we move forward and treat the authorities appropriately. I completely agree, Jeremy.
Yeah, I can totally attest to the FBI. They came to my door twice asking about January 6th because I was there. All I did was walk. I didn't get in the Capitol building. It was shoulder to shoulder out front. There was no chance of anybody getting in, even if we wanted to. But, yeah, they came to my door twice. They questioned me. I gave them bare minimum responses as, you know, I took the same oath they did.
Yeah.
when joining the military. And it just, it's really, really, it's hard what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got to just understand that that's the way things are. And, you know, if you're going to make plans or you're going to organize, don't do it on a way that they can, surveil you. Don't do it using any electronics at all, if possible to avoid. And, you know, it's really sad, but it's also kind of an awakening. I remember after January 6th, like my mom and her friends all got on Signal and got on these other, you know, apps because they understood. They're like, look, the government is the enemy now, and we have to not, you know, communicate in ways that are trackable, because even just, you know, voicing your normal opinions, even just voicing like quotes from the founding fathers will get you on the watch list now. And, you know, if you're talking about, all this stuff, then you're going to have to be very concerned about it. And we're actually going to have a guest on tomorrow that will explain how we can sort of circumvent some of this surveillance that is all about limiting your ability to communicate with one another. Thank you so much for that call, Jeremy. I want to go now to D in Minnesota, who wants to talk about the videos of Russians being tortured. Thanks for calling in, D. You're on the air.
That was barbaric. I saw them. I didn't see the worst of them, but I saw enough. That was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, when the Russians actually do the investigation and find out, and this is something I want to know, too, is who gave the orders to do that?
Right.
Who trained these people? Who ordered them to do it? Russians are going to want to know that, too, and God help America when that comes out.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, of course, you know, so the Ukrainian army is saying that they're also investigating this. So, you know, credit where it's due. The Ukrainian army is saying there were not orders to do this. Ukraine to probe after videos show alleged Russian POW shot and abused. But, you know, overall, you don't get
to how can we believe anything the Ukrainians say when everything so far that they've ever told us has been a lie? It's been debunked.
True.
The whole ghost of Ukraine, Kiev, the Snake Island nonsense, all of it, it's all been debunked. So how could we believe them?
Very true. Very true.
And then you got the ICC looking at that. Okay, you know, that would be great in theory, but here's a couple of problems. The ICC only prosecute the, quote, war criminals that Washington and Brussels want prosecuted.
Right.
Look at the stuff that went on in Gaza. Nobody was ever held to account for that.
Right.
Look at the stuff in Syria, Afghanistan. And that wasn't even a tenth as bad as what this was.
Yeah. No,
I mean,
yeah,
and
exactly
Russian
right.
mothers, when they see that, Putin's going to have to take the gloves off, because if he don't, he's going to hang from a lamp pole in Moscow.
Yeah.
I mean, this could get really ugly really quick.
I mean,
plus, it opens the door for when our people get caught, the Russians and everybody else is going to know. And our soldiers are going to end up like that.
Yeah, that's actually a good point, Dee, is like, just imagine if videos of American soldiers being treated like that were aired on Telegram or any other social media. Just imagine what the response from our country would be. And don't you think that would be, you know, whatever the response was, don't you think it would be justified? Don't you think the outrage that Americans would feel at that would really go towards justifying just about any actions from our government to get retribution to that act? So, you know, there's a point in Russia's favor where it's like, I can only imagine what the Russians are feeling right now. And
oh, man,
they're probably, you know, solidifying around Putin going, you know, you gotta get the Ukrainians for this.
Come off.
Yeah.
Yeah. The gloves are going to have to come off. And that reminds me, another point I've been thinking about for a long time and hadn't brought up when I called you before. Maybe we should have David Pine on again for a couple days to really discuss what we as individuals that are awake and do know and do see where this could go, what we exactly can do as an individual. Maybe we don't have a lot of money. Whether if we can't get to a shelter or whatever, what would be the best course to do in case this goes really bad?
Yeah, it's a good thought. And I
think it would really be a good idea to have him on for at least a couple days.
Well, we do. We have David Pine on as a regular guest, so I'm not sure when he's next scheduled to come up, but he'll be on fairly soon. This week we have a bunch of really good guests already lined up, and we're lining up even more. So this week should be a lot of good guests. We'll go back to your phone calls on the other side for the final segment of American Journal. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth and everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. We are only offering three coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again, because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com. InfoWars has been completely and totally vindicated, and so have all of our AM and FM stations and our local TV stations across the country. So I want to salute all of those amazing stations and those incredible listeners that have supported us and kept us on the air over the years as we've been demonized and lied about by the globalist-owned and controlled press. It's just come out, as you know, the NIH confirmed that they were ordered by Fauci and others in years past to send hundreds of millions of dollars to the Wuhan lab to create super weaponized viruses, not just gain of function, super weaponized viruses, as you know, that broke 2 days ago now, and they've only given Fauci and Peter Daszak 5 days to hand over all the rest of the documents. So this is the rats leaving the sinking ship. This is evil being exposed. And it's just the beginning. This is seismic. It's massive. So keep spreading the word about InfoWars.com and support these local stations. They are so incredibly important, and they're saving America. Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
How you get so much favor on your side? Except the measure, Lord and Savior.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal today. And it has just gone live. So if you go now, you're practically guaranteed to be one of the first 10,000 to be able to purchase this new one-of-a-kind silver coin. Is a massive silver coin. I mean, it's probably five times as big as a quarter. It's because it's really thick, as well as just larger and more like more about the size of a half dollar, but even bigger than that. So it's a large, beautiful silver coin with the beautiful etching, and the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time. That quote from Thomas Jefferson, it is 9.999 pure silver. There's only 10,000 units exist, and they will be snatched up quickly. But if you're watching American Journal this morning, you are one of the first to know about it. So go now quickly and get your 1 ounce Tree of Liberty founding member silver round. Brand new and will not last long, as this just went live mere minutes ago. You were one of the first to hear about it. So with that, we go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to BS Assassin. He wants to talk about how Ukrainians should be fighting back against Russia. Thanks for calling in, BS Assassin. You're on the air.
Yes, Harrison, how are you, my brother? Yes, I believe that they're very barbaric, and they need to get drones and start drone striking wedding parties like us. We're very civilized over here.
Like we,
first of all,
yes, like we Americans do, bombing wedding parties and birthday parties, and in Afghanistan, just slaughtering an entire family of children. I agree. It's like those are the war crimes that we enjoy, that we like, we deal with, and no international criminal courts need to get involved with. It's just a little wedding party bomb. Don't worry about it. It's just creating more and more generations of people who despise us and want to go to war with us to get that infinite war continued that much further down the line. I agree, BS Assassin. If the Ukraine would just bomb some Russian wedding parties, we could all be on their side.
That's it. You just go, whoopsie. You go, whoops. I didn't mean that. That was collateral damage. Whoopsie.
And then no one gets held to account. And then the Ukraine can say, we investigated it, and it turns out it was all totally cool and fine. Don't worry about it. We're good. Because that's what happened. That's what happened with the Afghanistan wedding, right? It was like the Biden administration was desperate to make it look like they weren't just abandoning Afghanistan in the most haphazard and hectic way. And they were like, no, we still have power there. Check out this drone bombing that we do. I'm sorry, 10 children? How many children did we kill with that one bomb? Oops, our bad. We'll investigate it. We investigated it. Turns out it was all totally fine and normal, and it was just an accident. So moving on here. It's amazing what you can get away with when you control the so-called international community, isn't it, BS Assassin?
It's unbelievable, really. I mean, like, people talk about all these genocides and, like this is some big deal. When meanwhile, on a smaller scale, when these people go in and take over the mining rights of the indigenous people's land, they start the inoculations, they start killing them. And all of a sudden, they had the riches of the sea, the air, and the land, and that gets taken away from them. And now they're into this the flow of currency, and they're paying for the stuff that was free for them their whole lives. And they live these beautiful lives, and they live healthy, well into their hundreds. And it gets and now they're paying for freaking Oreo cookies and Coca-Cola cans on these beautiful lands. I mean, these atrocities. People talk about World War III. I mean, when has this planet not been in war and turmoil and had whole people's lives being destroyed and their lands being polluted by this thing? It's all the bankers, man. Everything goes back to the bankers. The bankers control the currency of man. They control our current with currency.
Yeah.
And they create every war. I mean, the bankers always win.
Yeah.
They fund both sides of every war. And the real thing that just one more quick thing. The Corona lie, the ultimate goal, is still in the background. And if they achieve this goal, everything else is a distraction. If they could keep this thing going, and if we all die, and if these kids believe that the cold and the flu is something to be terrified of, and they need experimental procedures, we lost. We have to.
You're right. Now they're launching the attack on every different level, and psychologically, you're right. The COVID. Scheme, the COVID attack is still going very, very strong. Thanks so much for the call, BS Assassin. Always appreciate it, but I do want to get to a couple more before we have to close down. But thank you again for the call. Let's go now to Gloria in Michigan, who wants to talk about the New World Order and its grip on the medical system. So kind of in line with what BS Assassin was saying at the end there. Thanks for calling in, Gloria. You're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, yeah, well, there's a lot more to, like, my story, so I can't, like, say too much of it on the air, but, I just have been, like, through all this from start to finish. I guess why I got you, and I only got a few minutes. My most important thing, sorry, is band.video. I cannot sign on there. Like, I've tried on different web browsers and on different, like, I've done different email addresses. I cannot sign up on there. I told them on Friday. I don't know. They said they talked to the IT team. So I don't know if you guys are getting influx of people or if they're blocking us from doing it. I mean,
I'm really not sure. I don't know how the back end works there. So I'm sorry I can't help you, but we only do have a couple minutes here. So,
you're fine.
Go ahead.
You're good. I was going to send a letter. I have too much with receipts and everything, but I don't know what I should share and what I shouldn't. What's dangerous to not, you know, so I will. I just wish I had a different way to communicate to you guys. I just don't know. So,
I
appreciate you guys. Yeah, I will do what I can do to get in touch. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Gloria. Hope to hear from you more. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, this is happening at every different level. So if it's anybody in medical school right now or a doctor right now, I mean, they know. So there's tens of millions of people around the country that know how things are being manipulated and destroyed from behind the scenes. It's just they can't talk about it. Like Gloria, she's saying, well, I don't know what I can talk about here without getting her own life destroyed. So you got to find a way to anonymously reveal this or protect yourself and go public with it, because it's people staying silent that really allows us to keep going down this path and not be able to break our way out of it. Final call of the day. We go to Tamara Ann in Oklahoma. Thanks for calling in. Tamara Ann, you're on the air.
Hello, first time caller here. Just bear with me, but I really do appreciate your show, Harrison. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you do. I'm a big supporter of InfoWars and Bandot Video, and I spread the word every way I can. I'm just wanting to share with all the listeners and with your show a great independent artist called Icon Oki. That is spelled Icon Oki, O-K-E-E, out of Oklahoma. Fantastic. Fantastic. Has been doing this for many years.
Is it a musical artist or a
musical rap artist? He put out an album called 9/11. He put it out on 9/11 of 2021. It is titled Icon Tajan. There are songs on there titled such as The Great Reset, No Mask, No Vax. There is one called Alex Jones Was Right. I know you have an artist that you featured that has a song similar to that. Really great. It was awesome, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this guy has a song titled the same, but it's different, but you guys have got to hear him. He is he's a lyrical genius. He's been around for years, and he's always done political rap. He's amazing. He's just like an unknown gem.
Okay, and fantastic.
I want everyone to know about him. You can check him out on Gab, Getter, YouTube, and Spotify.
Icon Oki. All right. Thank you so much for that. We will, we'll certainly look into that. And
remember the spelling is O-K-E-E, not O-K-I-E.
Yeah. It looks like we got it up on the board right now. So he is on Spotify and his number one most popular song, Alex Jones Was Right. The radio edit, Icon Oki, verified artist there on Spotify. So thank you for that. And that's what we need. We need more people making music. We need more people spreading the word through their own art. And, and this is great when you have this type of art that just explicitly talks about InfoWars and Alex Jones. We love that, of course. But then you also have people like Tom McDonald and others who, you know, even if they aren't explicitly saying Alex Jones was right, they're putting across the ideology. They're putting across the mindset. They're putting across the reality of what's going on. And a lot of times, I don't know what it is, but you know, you can try to argue with somebody. You can try to be very reasonable and they won't change their mind. But then you put it in musical form and suddenly somehow it breaks through and, gets through the filter. So we so appreciate it. What a wonderful way to support us, and we will support them right back. Icon Oki, and we'll look at some of his music and maybe get him on in a little bit. We'll try that. But folks, the one top way to support us is to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Remember, everything we do here is supported by you, the InfoWars audience. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you're going to want to go there as soon as possible if you want to take advantage of the new sale of the founding member silver coin, just minted, just available now. It only will last until the units are sold out, and there's only 10,000 of them, so this may be gone within the next couple of hours, depending on how rapidly we sell these. But if you want to get one, if you want to secure your one-of-a-kind coin with the skull on one side and the Tree of Liberty on the other and the quote from Thomas Jefferson, it's not only a collectible and a token of your support for InfoWars, but it also is, of course, pure silver, 0.999 percent pure silver. And it's absolutely incredible. It has that intrinsic value of silver. It's a beautiful work of art. and it's a collectible. Get yours now, InfoWarsStore.com, before it sells out. That's it for American Journal. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show begins in just a minute.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, all at the same time, funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Monday, March 28th. In the year 2022.